silky smooth Dove chocolate. Your moment, your Dove.
Tester started in March. NATO is apologizing for an airstrike that accidentally hit a residential area in Libya. CNN's David McKenzie reports from Tripoli the government of Muammar Gaddafi is trying to take political advantage of the mistake.
NATO has said they've used almost 4,000 airstrikes over Libya, and they wanted to stress that their main reason here is to, in fact, protect civilians. But in this instance, accidentally striking civilians certainly plays into the government's hands.
Seven states are at risk for wildfires because of dry weather and high winds. Fire officials say the Monument Fire in southern Arizona is now the number one priority. Amy Winehouse canceled her next two European concerts after she was booed off the stage during a show in Belgrade, Serbia. Online videos show her staggering around the stage and stumbling through several songs. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Hey there, my name is Amy and I work at Lowe's. Father's Day is almost here, so swing by Lowe's and find tons of dad-approved gifts to make his day. Like a Cobalt 19-piece mechanics toolkit. Was $29.98, now it's yours for just $19.98. That's a $10 savings. And what dad doesn't want a grill? That's why we're offering 20% off on Charbroil Commercial Series grills. Find all your dad-approved gifts at Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together. Offers valid now through 6/20. Some restrictions apply while supplies last.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
For a decade and a half, we've been referring to websites and the companies in the website business as .coms. Soon, that will make no sense at all. At a meeting in Singapore, ICANN, also known as the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, has voted to change the rules for what comes after the .. Soon, those willing to pay a hefty fee can have their websites be .. almost anything they want. Something else soon may change on the net. Pressure is rising on state governments to figure out a way to tax Internet commerce. The Labor Department says if e-tailers such as Amazon are subject to state sales taxes, $23 billion a year would be generated, or enough to hire 46,000 teachers. The European Union so far has offered nothing more than platitudes in an effort to rescue Greece from defaulting on its massive debt, and that's slamming European stocks down more than 1% each. S&P futures losing 6 points, NASDAQ futures off 11, Dow futures down almost 70. I'm Andrew O'Day at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? Our region's cash core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we expand agents' minds like hot bags of microwave popcorn. And this is a small business quiz. True or false? Owning a small business means you'll never sleep again. Ever. False. A farmer's agent can help you sleep better with a small business policy that provides coverage for the things that keep you up at night. Unless you have recurring clown dreams.
To find a farmer's agent near you, visit farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
For contractors looking to cut costs, a Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now we've got new lower prices on Weather Shield pressure-treated decking. The water-repellent coating means you won't have to stain or seal it for up to a year after you install it. So you save money and man-hours. That's big savings that could help lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can build a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Hey, folks, this is me, Dennis Miller. I'm proud to share that workplace productivity is plummeting thanks to a popular new trivia game called A Google a Day. If you aren't playing A Google a Day yet, here's your chance to get started with a sneak peek at today's question. I am an animal that can grow more than 20,000 teeth in my lifetime. Which of my species, extinct or living, has the largest teeth? Think you know how to find the answer? Start playing it.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
Every minute matters.
It's about taking action that makes a real difference in real people's lives.
Time to engage.
How does it feel to wake up this morning and be the most hated man in Michigan?
Target locked.
I have a bold vision for Michigan's future.
And people are saying that, well, they're getting this huge break. Well, I don't believe that's really true. Shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice, shared sacrifice.
Ready the Snyder Fighter.
It is time for a new era. It is time for...
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you, and a glorious Monday morning, and a pleasure to be with you as always. You know, Radford, you got to have the... it's about the children... drop ready all day long. All day long. It's about the children, Governor Snyder tells us. No, it's not. It's about the kids. I'm sorry. You're right. Why would I use the word children? It's about the kids. Unless, of course, you go to Green Hills School, and then it's about the money. Good morning, everyone. Pleasure to be with you. We've got a lot to get to today. In fact, you know, Jeff, oddly enough, 24 hours ago, we had one guest, and now we've got a wall-to-wall show today. How'd that happen in a span of about 2 hours on a Sunday?
Things are going on. We got to talk about them. In fact, we're ahead of the game.
We are. We're in front of the curve. One of the things we're speaking of, which we'll get to a little bit more, and it is our Facebook poll question of the day, so we're going to get to that in just a minute. Governor Snyder is going to be in Detroit today announcing sweeping reforms of the Detroit public schools, which is another way of saying he's found a way to privatize them quicker. In my opinion, and we're going to get to that. David Hecker from the American Federation of Teachers will be on a little later with us. And I can't imagine David's not going to be a happy guy this morning. Not because we're getting him up early, because he doesn't like the news or the stench, if you will, coming from Lansing today. Let me get to our Facebook First Shift poll question of the day, and it's very simple. Today, Governor Snyder will announce massive reform to the Detroit public schools. Do you believe this is the beginning of his effort to privatize public education in Michigan? Yes or no? And here, we've been on the air of 3 minutes, and already four people, not including me personally, have already weighed in. Yes, this is exactly what he's trying to do. This is actually breaking news overnight, and so the press conference isn't scheduled until 11 a.m., in an undisclosed location, but we've got it first, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. Before I get to the rest of the rundown and all the stuff we do, I want to remind you that the toll-free number for the show, and we're open lines this hour, and we got lots of open lines time planned for you today, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. The email address is always tony@thetonyshow.org. Again, on Facebook, First Shift, and on Twitter, @TonyTrupiano. Radford, I got to tell you, we are at 497 likes on Facebook. Is there any reason that you see we can't get over 500 this morning?
None.
Three. We need four to get over 500. So, come on, folks. I need four people to like First Shift on Facebook. Now, you can either go to Facebook and search for First Shift, or you can just go to thetonyshow.org, click on the Facebook icon at the very top of the website, and bada boom, bada bing, there you are.
You know what? In fact, if the people or the fine people from the establishment of the guest omelets, if they're listening, they should like us because, man, do we like them.
Oh, do we love. Actually, we love them. Those pumpkin pancakes were, I don't even know how to describe them in a way that would give them the seriousness they deserve.
Heaven for your mouth.
You know, what amazed me about them is they weren't just delicious. You would think they'd be heavy, and they weren't. They were very light and fluffy and flavorful and absolutely orgasmic for the mouth.
That's an even better way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, and then I had a, well, what we did was, and Todd, you know, Todd, well, by the way, Todd's back, and although we enjoyed having Dominic here for a couple days, it's just not the same without the usual first shift crew. And Todd, welcome back. Hope you had a nice trip.
Oh, yeah, it was excellent. I had a heck of a time.
By the way, your evaluation form came in on Thursday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I filled it out. I'm sure that Katie will be sharing it with you.
Only good things?
You know, Todd, do I, especially after guest omelets, could we do a bad thing? Could we say anything bad about you?
I don't think so.
No, you wait till you go, man. The food, I'm telling you, the food was just amazing. They're in the 14 Mile in Hagerty area. Is that, that's right, right? They're 14 in Hagerty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Commerce.
In Commerce. Awesome, awesome food. So, anyway. Welcome back. Welcome back. Good to have you back. All right, Radford. My Tigers losing 2 out of 3 over the weekend. One game back of first place in our division. The Indians sweep their interleague rivals. I think they played Pittsburgh, did they not?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did. And so, you know, Justin Verlander, the shutdown guy. I mean, what do you, at this point, what do you say but just watch and be amazed?
Yeah, and still, I mean, unbelievable. People, the criticisms early on in the season, he, you know, he can't stop a skid. Well, he stopped the skid here. He's not an ace. Well, he's been more than an ace lately. I mean, people are putting him up there in the pantheon of the top 3, 4, 5 pitchers in the league right now.
As they should be. Interestingly, you look at his record as well as he's pitching, and I say it's only 9-3, but you wonder, and, you know, again, early in the season, I guess he had a couple close losses, but you know it just kind of amazes you that he's only 9-3. Not that 9-3 isn't a very good record, because it is. And at this pace, you know, he is he certainly should win more than 20 games this year.
Well, and the more unbelievable stat is that he and Scherzer both have 9 wins, and I would say right now, as much as I love Max Scherzer, Verlander's looked way more dominant. So it is kind of weird to see that they're basically at the same win total.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, again, you would have liked to have seen them take 2 out of 3 this weekend. It didn't happen. In fact, Friday night, they just got... Oh, I can't say that on the air. They got embarrassed Friday night. Just a bad game. I mean, from, you know, Rick Porcello just absolutely got his butt kicked up and down the field. I want to hear about this thin air and the ball flies out of there, because Justin Verlander showed last night or yesterday afternoon that it's about the pitching, not about the hitting.
But it is a little different getting used to it. So I'll give maybe the first game an excuse, because it's got to be. I mean, you're so used to playing in what you normally play in. And then you go there, and I've heard this for the NFL. I've heard this for other sports. It takes you like a quarter, half the game to catch your wind, because you're sitting there trying to suck air as you're being tired, and it's just not there.
It is true. I've never been to Denver, but I do understand that even as anybody that visits there, it takes, you know, a day or so before, because the air is thinner, and so, you know, for the heavy smokers like me, they probably shouldn't hang out in Denver. But, you know, it is a little different. There's no question that's true, but, you know, again, I'll take the 1 out of 3, you know, it is what it is.
Leland likes it because the cigarettes last longer.
I don't get Jim Leland. He's actually, you know... It was funny. I was reading an interview that he gave before the game yesterday, and he said, 2 days ago, everybody's in here asking me what it's like to be one of the top 5 teams in baseball, and then today you're asking me what we're going to do to stop this 2-game skid. He said, so it doesn't matter what I say. You guys are going to make up something to talk to me about, which is true. Anyway, did you get a chance to see your dad yesterday?
No, actually, I didn't. It's race weekend.
Oh, that's right. MIS, you told us that.
Yeah, so I had a plan to go out there, and then if I would have tried to come back, it would have been when the race was letting out. So I think we're going to do something next week.
There you go. There you go. Well, I'm sure you talked to him nonetheless. And I had a wonderful Father's Day. Really didn't do a whole lot. If you go to my personal Facebook page, you will see the grill at my house that was full of barbecued goodies. And Dominic did all the cooking, at least on the grill, so that was kind of nice. I truly took the day off and had a really nice day, and And then, you know, the reality of the show creeps in, and so about 6 o'clock I kicked everybody out and went to work.
I guess you got treated pretty well then, because from what I hear, word on the street, is Dom's a pretty good cook.
Dom's an awesome cook. So he hooked us up yesterday. We had sausage fest. We had Italian sausage. We had fresh Polish sausage, smoked Polish sausage, bratwurst, Italian sausage that we sautéed some green peppers and onions. We had corn on the cob. We had my sister makes this really awesome Asian coleslaw, so that was in the mix. We had watermelon. It was not bad, you know. And then plentiful beers. You know,
what's the beer of choice of Tony Truppiano?
Well, yesterday I drank Corona, but that's not necessarily my beer of choice, although I enjoy it. I normally drink Miller Genuine Draft.
All right. I see that. Well, Corona's a good summer, you know, if it's hot out, it's a good summer beer.
And it was, and, you know, a little wedge of lime in there. It was delicious. And you, what is your beer of choice?
See, I'm more of a beer snob.
You are a beer snob.
That's what people describe, people who like the microbrews and the other kinds of things. Though I did go beer slumming this weekend and tried something that my friend kind of gave me a suggestion on. And it was funny because I felt like such a totally against my character, but I went to Meijer's. There's a 30-pack of this stuff, and it was like $10. So you can tell just how bad the beer was. I don't know if I want to give it a shout-out because it was that kind of beer.
How about a shout-down?
Yeah, exactly, a shout-down. But you ever heard of it? You see the commercials, Jenny Light?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I went with.
And it wasn't worth it, was it?
For $10, I don't know how it couldn't be, but yeah, the taste wasn't there.
Yeah, sorry. Well, anyway, we will be back on the other side of this. Tony Truppiano with you, Jeff Radford, Todd Cherkinsky. The stud is back from his trip. 888-552-3595. A lot to get to today, and we're going to get in both feet first right after we take this break. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. Thanks for punching in. We'll be right back.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update, all good news still. Usually is at this time of the morning, coming in on M10 from 696, where it's called Northwestern, towards Southfield Road, Southfield Freeway. It becomes M10 The Lodge. It's in good shape toward the Davison, toward 94, all the way in toward downtown. No delays there or anywhere else at the moment.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for a chance of thunderstorms today. Our high near 80 degrees. Tonight, storms. A low near 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms. And high near 87. Right now, partly cloudy at Metro Airport and 64 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I've made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Truppiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you, Grant.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great to be on your show.
First Shift with Tony Truppiano. Weekdays 6 to 9 on 1310 WDTW.
In 2010, Americans spent over $7.1 billion on ATM fees. And nearly one in two people are unhappy with their bank's phone customer service. It's time to choose a different kind of bank. Ally Bank has reimbursement for all ATM fees nationwide, plus 24/7 live customer care with over 90% customer satisfaction. To learn more, visit allybank.com. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise?
Yep. Be like the 4 million who switched to GEICO last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I plan for everything, but not a 612 credit score. It makes creditors think I'm unreliable. And I just found out our little bun in the oven is two buns. So we need a bigger place and a bigger loan. That's why I'm taking control of my credit at creditreport.com. Getting the information I need to understand my score and how it works. At creditreport.com, I'm not a number. I'm Lisa. Or Mom.
Offer applies with enrollment in creditreport.com.
We're bringing the best progressive talk on the radio to Lynette in Detroit, Nick in Wyandotte, Tom in Ypsilanti, Robert in Detroit, Kathy in Southgate, Maureen in Dearborn, and everyone listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. 22 minutes after the hour. It is another Monday, and again, a lot to get to. Let me first just quickly go through what we've got lined up for today. Play a little audio from Fox News Sunday yesterday, and a little bit I want to get to on Nolan Finley in Detroit News yesterday. I actually agree with him on something. Sign of the apocalypse, I think. Anyway, let's look at what we got going on today. In the 7 o'clock hour, Randall Slickers will be joining us. He's the executive director of Goodwill of Michigan. You'll remember we were talking last week on the show about how the new budget and tax code changes a lot of things. One of them is your ability to write off charitable donations in the state of Michigan. How will that affect charitable organizations and nonprofits? Randall has a say on that. David Hecker will be joining us from the American Federation of Teachers Michigan. Again, as I said a little bit earlier, and in conjunction with our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day, the governor will announce today a sweeping reforms that involves a new authority to oversee some of the Detroit public schools. Is this the beginning of the governor's effort to privatize education in the state of Michigan? Mark Brewer will be with us. Redistricting. The map hit the fan on Friday. And I know that Radford, once he saw those, and I did a little tweaking with him, saw why the Democrats, not that he wouldn't see how, why the Democrats were so upset. And, man, they are pissed off, Jeff. Are they mad?
Well, yeah, I can see why.
Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. Anyway, we're going to get to all that a little bit more. But yesterday morning on Fox News Sunday, Chris Wallace had John Stewart on. And apparently he's been trying to get him on for some time, Jeff. And, well, let's listen to a little bit of what they had to say.
Recently at Sarah Palin, you compared her video of her One Nation bus tour to a certain commercial. Let's take a look.
Valtrex. As the tour rolls on,
stopping at historic places like Gettysburg,
and then to Philadelphia, see the Liberty Bell.
You know what's cool, man? The way they had reporters finishing each other's sentences. Where have I seen that technique before?
I have seen it on movies.
I try to be careful.
Very, very, very careful.
Sarah Palin and her herpes drug, really?
Yeah, as a technique for the commercial. So you're saying that by comparing the technique that she used in her video to a technique
commercial,
used in her herpes commercial,
you were not making a political comment.
You really think that's a political comment?
Yes.
You're insane.
Really?
What, Radford, what is it about the media that they don't get about Jon Stewart? Why don't they understand that he's a really, really great comedian that uses politics as his backdrop?
That's the funniest thing. I mean, what channel is he on? Comedy Central. He's not on a news channel. So the entire premise behind the show is to make people laugh. Now, the problem is, and I know talking to some people my age, even younger, is that that is where they get their awareness of some of the things that is going on with the news. So, of course, older people sometimes are these kids are getting their news from Jon Stewart. But the point, though, is he's not reporting the news. He's making fun of it. It's a comedy bit.
It is a comedy bit. And, yes, listen, they had that insanity tour, he and Stephen Colbert, last year. And it was the funniest part about that for me was that they actually outperformed Glenn Beck and Sarah Palin. And so what does that tell you about a generation of people, actually two generations, because they actually crossed generations, Colbert and Stewart. What does that tell you when two generations of people would rather get their quote-unquote news, from two comedians? I don't know if it's something about the liberals in this country or not. Maybe it's not very complimentary. But I don't know what it is, because CNN, has tried to do this to Jon Stewart. Tucker Carlson, when he was with CNN, tried to do it. Fox News has tried to do this with Jon Stewart as well, where they tell him that for whatever reason, Jeff, that he's not being responsible or fair to conservatives and of course he's just as hard on liberals as he is on conservatives, just not as often because they don't give him as much material. But I want to remind people that Jon Stewart was Anthony Weiner's roommate in college, and he ripped him apart. So it's not like he's not, an equal opportunity guy.
Well, you know what it says? It says that, politics in this country have gotten to the point where it's just you're either way far to the right or way far to the left, and they continue to just pull apart. I mean, you got Fox News on one side and MSNBC on the other. And for the most of us, we're in the middle, and it's just we're it's about time we start laughing at how far each side is going. I mean, that's what it says to me anyway.
Well, and listen, we got, three calls, some emails last week from the more conservatives. The one guy that called at the end of the show on Friday that was, trying to take me to task over being so partisan. And, Jeff, I am a partisan. A big part of what I do, of course, is about, my liberal leanings. And I tell the story from my point of view. It's not like I'm hiding that. I'm also quite fair, and I give people the opportunity to express their opinions. Now, I feel bad for some of the people that call the show because they're just uninformed or ill-informed, and it makes them look a little bad. But that's not my fault. Now, do I pounce on that a little bit? Sure, but it's all in good fun, right? Well, maybe not. It just seems to me that they take Jon Stewart way too seriously. And why is that? You said it. You actually gave us the answer. Because he's actually on Comedy Central, which probably doesn't show up in the ratings at any other time except during he and Colbert's show. And they have fantastic ratings for a cable show. And that's why. Because they probably have better ratings than a lot of the Fox News Channel shows do.
And it's because the news just gives them such fabulous material.
It does.
The funniest thing the other day, I don't know if you saw this, when Colbert was trying to reenact Sarah Palin's version of Paul Revere, it was one of the funniest things I've ever... They brought in one of those Meyer ponies that you put a penny in.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's riding that pony, trying to load a musket and to shoot off multiple shots, and then he's got a horn in his other hand, and he's dumping the powder all over himself because he can't get it in the gun because the horse is so... it was one of the funniest things ever, and it's based on the news. I mean, that's straight from the horse's mouth, if you will.
Well, listen, and God bless Sarah Palin, and, it was really funny during the quote-unquote Republican debate last week in New Hampshire, as we talked about on the air. One of the candidates, I think it was Tim Pawlenty from Minnesota, said, well, Governor Palin would make is more than qualified to be president. She would make an excellent president, an excellent leader. How many times have we caught this woman, God bless her heart, misquoting or not understanding simple facts and simple history? Now, listen, I trip up as much as the next guy or gal. But this is what you want as your next president? I think not.
Well, John Stewart does, Saturday Night Live probably does, Stephen Colbert does, because then that would make their job a whole lot easier.
Yeah, I'd rather we make their jobs a little harder than easier when it comes to that particular potential candidate. All right, we're open lines. Give us a call. When we come back, some serious issues to get to, 888-552-3595, Tony at thetonyshow.org. We're up to 497 likes. Let's push that over 500 before the day is done. Search for First Shift on Facebook. We'll be right back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by McDonald's. Looks pretty good right now coming down I-75. Drivers making their way from 696 in toward the Davis and in toward 94 in downtown. Not seeing any delays yet. The volumes are building just a little bit, but it'll be a little while before we start to see that real heavy morning rush into 696 heading to downtown.
Stop by McDonald's today and try a cool and creamy premium roast iced coffee starting at just $1.19. Available in hazelnut, vanilla, and sugar-free vanilla. Try your favorite premium roast iced coffee flavor today. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for a chance of thunderstorms today. Our high near 80 degrees. Tonight, storms, a low near 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms, and high near 87. Right now, partly cloudy at Metro Airport and 64 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. We Are Ohio says they've collected far more signatures than needed to put SB 5 on the referendum ballot in November. SB 5 is the bill passed by Republicans gutting public worker collective bargaining in Ohio. The referendum will let all the people of Ohio vote on collective bargaining, and it blocks implementation of the law until the people have had their say on it. We Are Ohio's Melissa Fazekas.
We are so excited to announce that we have blown past our signature goal, and we are reporting 714,137 total signatures collected. As long as we get on the ballot, then the law does not go into effect, and then it will be pending the outcome of the November election. I think that it's just a really strong statement to those extreme politicians who passed this bill that, look, all these people on the ground have said enough is enough.
South Carolina workers want the country to know that the National Labor Relations Board is protecting workers' rights by charging Boeing with violating labor law. The NLRB says Boeing broke the law when it retaliated against union workers in Washington state by locating a new non-union plant in South Carolina and moving 1,000 jobs there. Boeing repeatedly threatened to locate the jobs there rather than in Washington state to avoid union workers. Joe Shelley is a South Carolina member of United Steelworkers.
What I want people to know is we are not against Boeing coming to South Carolina. We want the jobs here. We did. We just wanted to do it legally. The only way we're going to get a stronger economy and a stronger working class is for the government to enforce the laws we have on the books. We're not asking for them to put new laws on the books. We just want them to enforce the ones we have.
For more than 8 weeks, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York has locked out 390 OPEIU workers instead of bargaining for a fair contract with job security. OPEIU President Michael Goodwin, speaking on the Stephanie Miller Show, said it's time that unions that are customers of Blue Cross Blue Shield take action to support these locked-out workers.
They have to say to Blue Cross, when our contracts expire with you, we're not renewing with an employer that does this kind of thing to the workers.
Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. This newscast made possible in part by ULICO, the Union Labor Life Insurance Company, and OPEIU, the Office and Professional Employees International Union. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Truppiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. It is Tony Truppiano. And at the in Dearborn this weekend was the Arab American Festival. Terry Jones, the so-called Reverend from Florida, was in the Dearborn area this weekend. And on two separate occasions, this is what happened. On Friday, he gave a speech, if you will, outside City Hall, a very anti-Arab, hate-filled, anti-Muslim, anti-Islam speech. And at that point, he was supposed to walk 2 miles to the Arab American Festival, which was just down the street, and counter-protesters kept blocking his passage. So he eventually gave up and was driven away by police, peacefully driven away by police. A larger group shows up this weekend claiming to be Christians and do nothing but spew and espouse their own brand of hatred against Muslims and Islam. Now, I am all for First Amendment rights, and everybody does have access and should have access to that First Amendment, which also includes the right to peaceful assembly, as well as the right to free speech. My problem is, what's the agenda? And the agenda is filled with hate. And I don't know what kind of Christian you are, but the kind of Christian I am says that you do not in any way, shape, or form promote your brand of Christianity by promoting hatred toward another brand of or belief in God or religion. And I don't understand where the disconnect is, but it's bad and it's wrong. Now, again, they have a right to their First Amendment rights. They absolutely do. These so-called Christians, which are not Christians. Christians don't espouse this kind of hatred. They don't do it. Not real Christians, anyway. People that are afraid of Muslim or Islam are ill-informed, and shame on you for not getting the information, because you are afraid of something you just don't understand, which is just childish and immature. I was reading an article on Saturday morning about a 78-year-old man who was there to protest the Muslim religion because it didn't agree with his brand of Christianity. But when asked why, he didn't have an answer, as I'm fearing so many of these people don't. Because what they claim to hate doesn't exist. And that is like saying the KKK, which, by the way, claims to be a God-fearing, God-based religious organization, should speak for all Christians, as the extremists that practice Islam speaks for all Muslims. Do you understand the problem there? But it's okay, because it's much easier to hate, isn't it? Tough way to do it. Tough way to go about things. I had said earlier, yeah, it's kind of hard to believe this, but it is true. Nolan Finley wrote a column yesterday in the Detroit News, and it's titled "Wanted: A Few Good Men on TV." And the point that he makes in this, and I do agree with it, is there are really not very good role models with regard to fathers on television these days. I'll tell you, I don't watch much TV any longer because of my new hours doing the show, and I'm just not up, you know, and I'm spending that time more purposefully, if I can stay awake, that is. But there are not real good role models on television, and I'm trying to think, and Jeff or Todd, if you can think of a really good dad role model on a television program right now, you know, feel free to share it with me, but I can't think of one show where the dad is like this awesome dad. It's just escaping me. Now listen, I realize that we live in a different time, and I got a problem with a lot of dads anyway. And really the point I'm making there is, you know, a lot of fathers still see, you know, the mother-father dynamic as a more traditional model where, you know, mom should be doing the cooking, the cleaning, the babysitting, the taking care of the kids, the disciplining, and then dad goes to work and makes the money and gets to come home and do whatever he wants to do. And too many men still believe that. They do. Trust me. I have friends. I have eyes. I have ears. I see what happens around me. I'm not just saying this to incite some kind of argument. It's true. The majority of men are not as engaged as they should be as fathers, in my opinion. Not that I'm the perfect father. I'm not. I'm just saying. So when we look to role models, you know, who do we have? Again, I don't watch a lot of television. Jeff, you know, I'm assuming you're not watching. You don't seem to be the sitcom kind of guy.
Well, I used to be. It's just there's no time in the day anymore. But me and Todd are both looking at each other over here. Todd came up with Ned Flanders from The Simpsons.
Yeah, and you know, I guess that I guess if that's, you know, and again, he's, you know, there's got to be a little mental illness in that family as well.
Oh, and he gets made fun of constantly on the show, so that doesn't, you know, bode well for him at all.
No, I seriously, when I was reading this column yesterday, I thought, you know, in modern day television, because he quotes like, you know, Ward Cleaver from Leave It to Beaver and Sheriff Taylor from the Andy Griffith Show. You know, these were you know, good dads. You know, I'll give, you know, maybe Tim Allen in Home Improvement, which has been off the air for many years now. You know, maybe he was an okay dad.
Ray Romano, but that show's done as well.
Right, and he wasn't actually a very good dad. To be honest with you, he was a good provider, but he wasn't a good husband. He wasn't a good father. He didn't spend time with his kids. He would rather work than be with his family. You know, it was, you know, he would not be, to me, the shining example of a dad. You know, perhaps Bill Cosby is probably maybe one of the more famous modern day television dads. But again, that show's been off the air for years. And so when we look at, you know, our role models, and unfortunately we do emulate entertainment in our everyday lives. It's just the truth. It's responsible for pop culture and fashion, and, you know, entertainment really, you know, especially television, really drives the way society moves. It does. I mean, that's just clearly true. And it makes you wonder. So, you know, why is that? I just don't get it. I really don't get it. It's kind of interesting. And in a disturbing kind of way, it's kind of interesting. Again, I hate to have to agree with Nolan Finley, but on this one, it's kind of hard not to.
Isn't that the way TV's been going, though? This is sort of like they wanted to get away from that lovey. I mean, remember, I don't know if you ever saw the show Seventh Heaven, which was a recent show. I don't even know if it's on anymore, but it's like one of those Hallmark shows where...
Yeah, no, it's been off quite a while now.
Yeah, where everything went, you know, like, oh, you know, little Johnny has a problem, and the parents, you know, sit there and talk to him. It's a heartfelt moment. Like, TV's tried to go... And I don't want to say more realistic, but they want to show faults more often than not, and kind of try and be like, well, we're relating to you, but it, you know, it doesn't necessarily always mirror life. It actually has gone to the point where, like you're saying, there's not good role. I mean, like, if that's what you were trying to look up to, it's not. It's going the opposite direction.
Well, you know, again, I'm thinking of, and I'm just trying to, because again, I don't watch a lot of television, and so, you know, like the top shows on TV, 2 and a Half Men. Certainly, none of those male figures are any kind of role model that you would want to emulate. What other shows have dads in them? You know, blank. That My Dad Says, you know, again, that's with William Shatner. Again, I've only watched it once or twice, but I didn't, A, find it funny, which is why I didn't watch it anymore. B, I found it, you know, to be a little bit offensive to dads. Is it more realistic? You know, that actually is supposedly based on somebody's real dad. We're not even seeing shows. I guess part of the point I'm making here is we're not even seeing shows, Jeff, that have parental units in them. Or, right. You know, functional parental units.
Yeah, because I was going to say, one of my favorite shows now is The Big Bang Theory, and that's, you know, not parent-related at all.
No, and it's a great show. See, that's just, that's very, very funny, and that's probably based on, you know, reality, because I'm sure that, you know, that's, again, younger than my generation, but it's a very funny show.
You're sure that four nerds always hang out together and have hilarious issues? Actually, that's my friends. Me and my friends, we're four nerds, and we hang out all the time. No.
Thank you. That's actually about Rick Snyder's college days. It's troublesome. I mean, we've really gotten away, you know, let's call it wholesome TV. We've gotten away from wholesome TV. You know, I remember being a kid and watching the Waltons and, you know, even the Brady Bunch or the Partridge Family. You know, again, we see some more realistic situations, but we also see, at least in the show, you know, fathers that we would look up to. Fathers that actually gave advice, mothers that actually gave advice. You know what? And I'm just saying, you know, Highway to Heaven was another show that was very popular for many, many years. Touched by an Angel, another show that, again, you know, these kinds of shows have disappeared. I mean, they've absolutely disappeared.
Even the ones not family related, but like the A-Team had like that Good Guy Wins in the End. Or how about Walker, Texas Ranger? When I watch those now, I'm like, that would never air these days because it just seemed too wholesome.
Yeah, that is probably part of the problem is the shock value is completely absent as I'm sitting here, can't wait for next Sunday because True Blood begins its next season. So I guess I'm just as bad as everyone else, aren't I? Wow. Yeah, interesting conversation. All right, a quick break here. When we come back, we got a lot to get to, including Thaddeus McCotter. What's he going to do? Is he going to run for the presidency, or is he just going to do this ego stroke thing for the next couple of months? God only knows. But we'll get to that. 888-552-3595. A quick break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Stay tuned for more of First Shift after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW. Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses and it only takes a few minutes and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. About 10 minutes before the top of the hour, coming up in the next hour, we've got a lot to get to in the next hour. To talk to the president of Goodwill, executive director of Goodwill Michigan, and David Hecker, president of the Michigan Federation, American Federation of Teachers of Michigan. Lots of stuff to get to. Reading this weekend, Thaddeus McCotter, current U.S. rep, perhaps from Livonia, perhaps a presidential contender, although I still find that incredibly funny to even say in the same sentence, has been traveling the country speaking at conservative conferences and I guess at some level raising his, I don't know what he would call it. I don't get this guy, that anybody takes him seriously. And it's not because he was my opponent. And listen, I lost to him. So it's not like I like bringing up the fact that I lost my congressional race every 2 days. I just don't get it. Now they're saying that he's seriously considering a bid, not just for the White House, but to run against Debbie Stabenow, although he said he wasn't interested in doing that. As we look at redistricting, which we're going to talk about in greater detail later on in the show, McCotter's congressional seat got a whole lot more conservative and even easier for him to win. By the way, in where I sit, where I am, my congressional, and again, I've got to look at a map because I live in one of those areas where they split the city, so I got to look at a map to see if I'm going to be in the 12th or the 13th district because I can't tell yet. Jeff, did your congressional district change, or haven't you looked close enough at the map yet?
Yeah, I haven't looked close enough at the what the new lines are. That'd be a good question, though. I wonder how many people know what district they actually are in now.
Most people don't know what congressional district they're in, period. But it's right on your voter ID card. It tells you all that stuff. So if you've got that on you or you know where that's at, of course, that's going to change. Now, very quickly, as we talk about redistricting, Jeff, and we really haven't talked about it at all yet, these maps that came out on Friday, just after the show got over, that's just a beginning point. That doesn't necessarily mean this is where they're going to end up. And we'll certainly ask Mark Brewer this, but something's got to change. The Democrats apparently are going to come out with their districts the way they would like to see it, the districts drawn today or tomorrow. Now, the problem, Jeff, is that the Republicans have the majority on the committees that will send this legislation to the floor for full debate. So even if the Democrats come with another map, they don't have to, the Republicans don't even have to consider it, look at it, honor it, talk about it. They don't have to do anything with it. Nothing. And so the Democrats are doing this to get the media, which they will look at. This was a big, big story on Saturday. And part of the reason, folks, part of the reason why the Republicans released this map, these maps, on a Friday afternoon is they understand that Saturday is a notoriously dead news cycle. In the politics, it's called take out the trash day. It seriously is. And you put into the news cycle the stuff that you don't want people to really see because people, the average news consumer, doesn't consume news on Saturday. They really don't. Think about your own habits. All right? I mean, I force myself. I have to do it. I have to stay current. That's why I do it. But we all change. We all change our news-consuming habits on the weekends, and that's why Friday becomes the day to throw out the trash. What they're really hoping is that the news media will report on it Friday night when nobody's watching the news and even forget about it on Saturday, where somebody may or may not be picking up a newspaper. But this redistricting fight is going to get big, very, very, very big. And this is far from being done. And I talked, and I got to be careful. I can't say too very much right now, but I've talked to some people in the State House and the State Senate that are red, hot, angry, mad at the Republicans right now, because the Republicans are seeing this as payback time. You know, you can't not keep your eye on the ball. You got to keep your eye on the ball. You got to know what's going on out there. And you look at how quickly Snyder is trying to move everything through the legislature, and it begins to make you wonder, What are they hiding? And we got a little clue of this on Friday when we were talking with the president of AARP Michigan. And we're already having to take a look at, and we're already changing because we've already found loopholes and problems with taxing pensions. There are already problems with that. And it's not even law yet. And this is what happens when you go too fast. We don't, redistricting doesn't have to be settled till November. November. It doesn't have to be done now. And it's my understanding the Republicans are going to try to jam this through before they go on their quote-unquote summer recess, which is going to be 2 months long, all of July, all of August.
Where they can just sit back and celebrate what they're trying to accomplish here.
Well, Jeff, they're hell-bent on getting this passed before they go to summer recess, and there's no need for it.
It's weird, too, because like I said in our emails back and forth, it's almost like they took a crayon and just started scribbling, and it's like, okay, if we circle around this area and then bring it back around this way, and then, I mean, we can make this look pretty good for ourselves. And I don't know how it went down, but did they just, like, gather all the Republicans, go into a room, lock the door, no Dems allowed, and then just start redistricting? Because it didn't seem like there was a whole lot of input on both sides of the party line.
That's exactly what they did. That's exactly what they did. Now, I have some insider knowledge. I know two Democrats where they bought them in, and they happen to be on the House side of things. They brought them in to an unnamed Republican's office and said, okay, here's what your new district is going to look like. Here's your old one. Here's your new one. What don't you like about it? And what they were trying to do was to get a couple votes that, again, I can't share that information. And when the Democrats said, no, I just can't give you my vote on that because I'd made a promise to my district, they ended up getting the map they didn't want. In fact, one of the legislators has effectively lost 2,400 votes because of the way his district was redrawn. 2,400 votes. And it is actually going to be possible because there isn't a district, and this is the insanity of it, there isn't a district in certain parts, either congressional or the state house or state senate, that encompasses all or parts of certain communities. It's insane. You know, one of the legislators was making a joke, this district looks like a upside down three with the bottom turned sideways. I mean, you've got to go look at these redistricting maps to understand what the hell we're talking about. And there's actually rules to this, and you'd never know there were rules to it based on the way these were drawn. When you see what they did, they've done to John Conyers' district, you'll wonder how anybody could ever service a district that oddly shaped. From downriver to Pontiac. Makes no sense. All right, we got to get out of here. We'll be back in the next hour. Stay with us. I'm Tony Trupiano.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes that construction along Telegraph, northbound 12 Mile up to Maple. We have only the two right lanes open, and we do get the delays before too long, sometimes back up and on to the exit ramps from 696 and M10. Southbound Telegraph also had construction going on a little closer to 14 Mile Road, though. As you head down toward 12, look for those orange barrels, and we also do see the delays before too long on that southbound side.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for a chance of thunderstorms today. Our high near 80 degrees. Tonight, storms. A low near 69. Tomorrow, thunderstorms. And high near 87. Right now, partly cloudy at Metro Airport and 64 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Stay tuned for more of First Shift with me, Tony Trupiano, after this on Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk, 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio.
Top story this hour. The plan is to start moving U.S. troops out of Afghanistan next month. CNN's Barbara Hall reports it's a controversial topic in Washington.
Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer says things are in good enough shape now in Afghanistan that the U.S. can make a major troop withdrawal.
I think we should just focus on the first mission, protecting ourselves, and I think that can be done with significantly fewer troops.
But House Intelligence Committee Chairman Mike Rogers says the situation there is still too precarious for that type of drawdown.
If you do it because that's the solution that we want versus the reality that we find, I think we're gonna find ourselves in trouble.
Both men spoke on CBS's Face the Nation. Barbara Hull, CNN.
A few influential Republicans say it's not a good idea to stop paying for the U.S. mission in Libya. Sunday marked the 90th day of the campaign, which was the deadline under the War Powers Resolution for removing all troops. Senator Lindsey Graham tells NBC's Meet the Press he thinks the resolution is unconstitutional.
It would allow troops to be withdrawn based on the passage of a concurrent resolution never presented to the president. So I think it's an infringement on the power of the commander-in-chief.
NATO is apologizing for an airstrike that accidentally hit a residential area in Libya. It says there was a weapons systems failure. The Monument Fire in southern Arizona is now the number one priority for firefighters. This man in Sierra Vista is getting ready to leave.
I mean, we have fires all the time, but this is obviously one of the worst ones we've ever had. We've got everything packed up. If they give us the mandatory evacuation, then we'll just stop what we're doing and jump in the car and head out of here.
There are dangerous fire conditions now in 7 states. Rory McIlroy had a record-setting performance at the U.S. Open. He finished 16 under par and won by 8 shots. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now we've got new lower prices on Weather Shield pressure-treated decking. The water-repellent coating means you won't have to stain or seal it for up to a year after you install it. So you save money and man hours. That's big savings that could help lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can build a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Hi, homeowners. It's Dave with LendingTree again. Have you heard that mortgage rates are rising? The good news is that you can still get rates as low as 3%, 3.18% APR at LendingTree.com. In fact, homeowners who refinance with LendingTree save an average of $293 a month. That's over $3,500 a year. Don't wait for rates to climb. Start saving now by calling LendingTree at 1-800-800-TREE today. That's 1-800-800-8733. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 1136.
Someday we may look back on the so-called dot-com era with nostalgia. The era is about to end. In a move likely to set off a registration rush similar to what we saw in the late 90s, the governing body of Internet domains has severely loosened the naming rules. Starting next year, anyone willing to pay a $185,000 fee can get a domain with almost any suffix after the dot. Ice.cream, hip.gnosis, market.watch. As rules governing domains change, rules governing sales over the Internet also may. Tight state budgets are forcing governments to consider more seriously than ever whether and how to tax Internet sales. The Labor Department says if states can come up with a uniform law for taxing e-commerce, $23 billion could be generated every year. Failure by the European Union thus far to come up with a rescue package for Greece's troubled debt situation is slamming European stocks. S&P futures are down 6 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? Our region's cash core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we expand agents' minds like hot bags of microwave popcorn. And this is a small business quiz. True or false? Owning a small business means you'll never sleep again. Ever. False. A farmer's agent can help you sleep better with a small business policy that provides coverage for the things that keep you up at night. Unless you have recurring clown dreams.
To find a farmer's agent near you, visit farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Hey there, my name is Amy and I work at Lowe's. Father's Day is almost here, so swing by Lowe's and find tons of dad-approved gifts to make his day. Like a Cobalt 19-piece mechanics toolkit. Was $29.98, now it's yours for just $19.98. That's a $10 savings. And what dad doesn't want a grill? That's why we're offering 20% off on Charbroil Commercial Series grills. Find all your dad-approved gifts at Lowe's. Lowe's, let's build something together. Offers valid now through 6/20. Some restrictions apply while supplies last.
Merriman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had 3 extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not bad from AccountTemps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call AccountTemps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from AccountTemps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
You?
Call AccountTemps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. AccountTemps, a Robert Half Company.
Look around you. Companies sacrifice human health and even life for profit. This is the world in which we live. And these are the lives of our fellow human beings. But we don't have to accept it.
At a time when truth is needed, when courage and strength is rare, when a voice is needed to cut through the lies.
Disagreeing is not enough any longer. In order to mandate change, we must not just show up. Now we must stand up.
It's time for First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Good morning, Tony Trupiano with you on First Shift. Thanks for punching in with us this morning. Before we get to our next guest, let me remind you, if you want to join us, 888-552-3595. Tony at TonyShow.org. Again, and on Facebook, you're going to find us at First Shift. And we're literally 3 likes away from 500, 4 to get us over the top. We'd like to do that before the end of the show today. Get there. Hey, Jeff, real quick before we get to our next guest, on Facebook, one of our listeners suggested, and I don't watch the show, it's called Castle, but there's a guy named Richard Castle in that show. I don't know, have you ever watched Castle?
It was on, I think, last night. I started watching a couple seconds of it. Isn't he? He's like a murder writer that I guess whatever he writes comes true or something. I'm not sure.
I don't know, but you know, one of the listeners said that's a good TV dad, so I'll go with it.
All right, we'll have to do some research on that.
But you know, who knows? Who knows? All right, listen, Jeff. This next story actually was one that you kind of got a little outraged over. We were talking, I mentioned this on the show last week, that part of the new budget package, you know, included getting rid of a lot of tax incentives. One of them was, you know, a tax write-offs in the state of Michigan with regard to nonprofits. And that really cut to the quick for you, didn't it?
Yeah, I just, I mean, first of all, charity is huge. And I understand that you should want to give without the incentives, but to disincentivize giving to a charity, I think... You know, especially when we talk to Randall, he'll tell you. I mean, donations are a big part of what they do.
Well, you know, and one of the things, and again, you've heard this more than I have, but you said that some of the people you talked to that were of more means, that actually, well, another way of saying that can actually afford to donate or to give, are saying they're less inclined to do it now that they don't have the tax write-off.
Right, and to me, I mean, like I just said, it's you should want to anyway. You should want to help out, you know, as much as you can. Donate not just money but time, and yet, you know, when it's disincentivized, you start thinking less and less about it.
Well, and we're going to find out if that is a serious concern. So let us turn to our next guest. Joining us now is Randy Slickers. Randy is a Michigan native, has done some amazing things working with youth around the country, has really dedicated himself to public service for all of his adult life. In 2008, he became the executive director of Goodwill Association of Michigan. We'll talk a little bit about what Goodwill does and talk about, of course, what this new budget reality is starting in 2012. So, Randy Slickers, welcome to First Shift. It's a pleasure to have you on this morning.
Well, good morning to both of you, and we really thank you for giving us some time on your show to be able to discuss this topic.
Well, before we get into the quote-unquote topic du jour, let's talk a little bit about Goodwill, because I don't think people understand all of the fine work that your organization does, Randy.
Well, that's true. Goodwill is, excuse me. Excuse me about that.
It's early, man. It's early. We all got to work that out first thing in the morning.
We are primarily thought of as a retail store, and then most people understand we're a charity, but they think that our mission is to provide affordable clothing to people who can't, and that's really a complete opposite of what we do. Our mission is to take people who have disabilities and disadvantages and any other barrier to employment. That could be lack of transportation, that could be out of work for a long period of time, that could be that their jobs move to Mexico, the dislocated worker population. And our mission is to wrap services around these folks that are going to prepare them and get them back into employment. Our retail stores are the main engine that get that mission accomplished. And so we want everybody of all walks of life to not only shop at our retail stores, because the more money generated there means more money for mission, but we also want them to donate, because the whole premise around our social enterprise is the more donations that we get to put into the stream, the more money we're going to get for mission. And while a majority of nonprofits are asking for monetary donations, what Goodwill does is it becomes the largest recycler of textiles in the world and the largest recycler of typical household goods that people donate to Goodwill. And we turn that into about $120 million every year that goes to servicing almost 80,000 Michigan residents that need our services. So, and the way we provide those is very complex. So we want people to know that Goodwill is much, much more than a typical quote-unquote thrift shop.
Absolutely. Let's take that, Randy Slickers, just a little bit further. And if I get any of this wrong, you'll of course feel free to correct me. It's my understanding that that Goodwill places almost 5,000 people a year into employment. That you employ 3,500 people at over 100 locations around the state, and you have given services in, to Michigan residents alone to the tune of 75,000 of us in the last year. So Goodwill really has an amazing impact and has done an amazing amount of work and continues to do that on an annual basis.
Yes, that's correct. And remember, these figures are figures that are coming off two of the arguably the worst economic years in the state of Michigan. And I don't know of many for-profits, non-profits, any corporation that can claim that on top of the 3,500 people they employ, that they placed 5,000 of some of the hardest to place people into employment. And to give people a perspective of that, that averages that every 2 hours, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, we're placing somebody into employment. And typically those are folks that are also receiving some level of public assistance. So we're moving them off some of the governmental money that they have to keep going, and we're moving them into being tax-paying citizens. And more importantly, I think everybody understands that a very large part of the esteem of somebody in the United States is where they work and how they work. And when they can't work, it's hard enough for somebody who's got a college degree and got laid off. We've heard lots of stories of how tough it is to get those folks jobs. Now just imagine somebody with a disability or a barrier coming out of the correctional system or some of the other folks that we help. It's really tough on their esteem to be able to sit around and not work. So we're helping people on a number of different levels.
All right, now Randy, let's kind of now draw this into the discussion that we want to have with regard to the new budget realities here in the state of Michigan. If I donate to Goodwill, let's say I've got 15 boxes of clothing, or I have 5 boxes of books, or whatever it might be, perhaps an old portable dishwasher, something along those lines. What do I get when I do that? I get a receipt that says, hey, the fair market value of this is X?
Well, Goodwill, as with all other charities, is not allowed to tell you the worth of your donation. We simply give you a receipt that shows what you donated, And there are websites and such that can help, but our suggestion is always talk to your accountant or whoever does your taxes for you, because we're not allowed to say that sweater was worth X amount, that old dishwasher was worth X amount. That's up for the individual taxpayer to itemize on their deductions, but we certainly have give the receipt and then have on record for their files what they donated.
All right. Now, and there are a lot of people, because we've now had this discussion with people, you know, within the show, outside the show, and I've asked them the simple question, you know, is part of the reason why you donate this stuff to quote-unquote charity, and almost the first words out of their mouth before you finish the sentence, well, I do it for the tax write-off. I do it for the tax write-off. Okay, fair enough. What's happening, Randy, to that tax write-off here in Michigan?
Well, first off, I want to make sure people understand that they can still donate clothing, household goods, all the things they donate to Goodwill. The primary write-off that they get from those types of items is on their federal tax return.
Correct.
And so those are not changed, and I don't want to give people the impression that that's going to lessen at all. That's going to be the same. What the things that were eliminated in Michigan were tax write-offs for donating to a foundation, where community foundation or any other large foundation in Michigan, and that's going to have an impact because almost virtually every dollar they give is to nonprofits. To donations to food banks, food pantries. A lot of Goodwills operate those as part of the services to help people get on their feet. Probably the most significant one for us was when folks donated a vehicle to charity. On top of the federal tax incentives that they got, they were able to get a tax rebate from the state government, and that was eliminated. And we fought hard for that. That was a law that was put into effect in 2005, when it used to be if you donate a vehicle to charity, you got the Blue Book value. And in 2005, the federal government said, no, you're only going to get the value of what that charity sells it for.
All right, Randy, I'm going to have to ask you to hold that. We've got to get to the break. Stay with us. More to get to. By the way, if you want to check out Goodwill online, and I want to recommend that you do that, try shopgoodwill.com. Shopgoodwill.com. And while you're there, do a little shopping. I'm Tony Trupiano. Randy Slickers is our guest with Goodwill Industries. We're going to take a break and be right back. Stay with us.
Michigan News Talk is on First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update includes an earlier accident, 75 south before Big Beaver. That's pulling out of there, though. Looks like not slowing down the ride. As you're trying to head a little closer to the Ruther, remember you're going to see heavier traffic getting past 14 Mile Road, heading to 696. If you're on the Ruther westbound, that's picking up in pockets from Mound Road to DeQuinder to 75.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, a chance of thunderstorms today. Look for a high near 80. Tonight we'll see thunderstorms, a low near 69. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms and a high near 87. Right now, Metro Airport still partly cloudy and 64 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that.
go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Mortgage rates are as low as 3%, 3.2 APR. Go to LendingTree.com today, where refinance customers save an average of $293 a month or more. Click or call 1-800-555-TREE to find out how much you can save today. That's 1-800-555-TREE.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to GEICO last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid radio show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. They participate in McDonald's.
Gas prices, can't explain them, can't predict them, but you can beat them. Just head to the Count on Chevy event for one of nine models over an EPA-estimated 30 MPG highway. See? Savings on gas is that simple. It just takes a trip to your Chevy dealer, and you can count on that.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Tripiano.
Welcome back. My guest, Randy Slickers. He is the executive director of Goodwill Industries of Michigan. Again, I suggest you to go to shopgoodwill.com. Randy, is that a good place to send them, or would you rather send them to the more general site?
Well, the more general site for your listening area would be www.goodwilldetroit.org, and that's going to get them a more complete picture about who we are. The shopgoodwill.com will be the more, it's like eBay. It's where they can see really unique items that were donated to us that are for sale.
Yeah, that's cool. It's a very cool site. I went there last night. Yeah, I'll be going back today. I saved it to one of my favorites because there are some awesome deals there, which actually is kind of the point here, Randy. You know, some people, and although, you know, I might even suggest, and again, if I'm wrong, you'll correct me, This new glitch in the budget probably won't affect Goodwill perhaps as much as it will some other charities, foundations, and so forth. But again, there's going to be misinformation, and people think charity. They unfortunately lump everybody into the same category, which is unfortunate. Now this new rule in the law will save the estimate about $35 million a year for the state budget. I'm not scoffing at $35 million a year, Randy Slickers. That's a lot of money. I'm just saying, I don't know that this was the best place to make that cut. And I just want your thoughts on that.
Well, and that's a good question, because there was a lot of times we wanted to point out that maybe a particular donation, rather than stop that tax incentive, maybe it was better to keep it in because the bang for the buck would be there in terms of how it helped people, how it brought them onto tax rolls that would then increase tax revenue to the state. And I think as I was fighting to save some of these programs, what I realized was that part of the governor's package that was adopted by the legislature knew that if they didn't pretty much make these cuts across the board, where would they... they would have to pick winners and losers. And I know that's been at least what the governor is saying, is that's not what they want to do, is pick winners and losers, and especially in the nonprofit community. So Again, this is just my opinion, but I believe what they did is said, all right, we're going to need to cut X amount of money in all these places, and that $35 million impact on the nonprofits was one of them. So while they're certainly going to have an impact on all nonprofits, including Goodwill, what we want to do is understanding that, okay, this is already enacted. The fight is over, at least from that perspective. Let's turn the fight to getting people educated to what Goodwill does, how they can help out, and hopefully incentivize them to continue that donation stream, even though they may not get some of the benefits of the governmental tax write-off. But it's still a very powerful way to affect their whole community that in the end is going to make them and their community stronger.
Yeah, and Randy, you know, unfortunately, one of the ironies here, there's a lot of people that one time were donating to these organizations that are probably now needing them for personal reasons because the economy has been so bad in the state of Michigan for such a long period of time. What are the in your opinion, the repercussions with regard to corporate donations? You know, certainly corporations have to now to take a serious look, as they have been anyway, to scrutinize where their donations are going. But I would think that this adds another layer of burden to them.
It can. I know that, again, they typically, from a corporate standpoint, those that maybe have programs that get to the United Way, those types of folks, those corporations are trying to be good community partners. And that's the reason that they do those drives. And so everybody's giving less because whether it's they've had layoffs and there's less employees or they've taken pay cuts across the board, we understand that that's going to affect everybody. And I think primarily they do want to give. They do want to be good community partners, and they do understand the stronger a community is, in the end, that's what's going to pull us out of this abyss, this economic abyss. And so, again, the education we want to give is, yes, there's a little disincentive activity going on by this law, but however, in the big picture, now's the time to really focus on this is a good way to make your community stronger, and this is a way to help the folks that are in need, because it's a fact that all of this activity of economic downturn makes the need for these nonprofit services all the more important.
No question, Randy Slickers, no question that's true. And again, I'll remind this audience, as you said at the beginning of the interview, just an organization like Goodwill, who would think of as for most people may think of just as these retail outlets that, you know, that provide charitable opportunities for others, is much, much more than that. And so, you know, just, you know, there are two things that I hope that we've been able to do here this morning. Number one, kind of focus on something that people don't know is going to happen, that, you know, they're going to lose, at least at the state level, they're going to lose that tax deduction. But more importantly, you know, this is the time, you know, and again, there is a window where you can still do this, but we need to continue. We need to perpetuate year after year the kind of giving we would do with or without the incentive for the tax break, because it's critical that, and of course, again, especially in Michigan, as our economy has been devastated for such a long time, these services are needed now more than ever, especially with the constituency that you have and the people that you help to try to work, to move them from, as you said, in some instances, from an incarceration situation into the workplace. Perhaps it's a disability. But at the end of the day, what you're really doing, what this really is about, is people helping people. And we should never forget that charity for charity's sake is just fine, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if they really take a hard look at what that particular nonprofit organization is doing, like Goodwill and the many others that do wonderful work, dig to that next level of how they're helping the community, and I think they'll be amazed. And when they do that, I think that's going to incentivize them more to give not only financial donations, but certainly in our case, clothing and other household goods, and more importantly, their time, because volunteering can really make an impact on people's lives.
All right. Again, it was GoodwillDetroit.com. Is that the that's the one website?
That's
goodwilldetroit.org. Goodwilldetroit.org. And then I want everybody to go shopping at shopgoodwill.com because there's some really, really neat stuff there. Randy, I want to thank you for being with us this morning. And listen, folks, if you've got it, send it. It's really that simple. Randy, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You know, Jeff, and here we go. I mean, this is a great example. And Goodwill is actually a really good example because they rely probably more heavily on goods than they do money, although certainly money is always welcome. So this actually hits them in a very different way. And it just underscores how important this is.
Yeah, it's good to have him on and to tell him, you know, hey, this isn't the only way you can help us out. You can donate your time. You can donate clothes and like you said, shop at their stores. Just, you know, donations are still a big part of all charities.
Yeah,
really.
30, Jeff, 30.
Yeah, I know. I got you.
You know, you always do it to me. I thought I'd do it to you for once. 30. All right, we're going to take a break here. David Hecker, when we return, and this is a story that's just blowing my mind. In fact, I'm quite angry, and I think when you hear what's happening in the Detroit Public Schools today, you're going to be pretty angry as well. This is 1310. I'm Tony Trupiano. Stay with us.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update is seeing some busier traffic for 96 eastbound, those coming in from Kent Lake in toward Wixom and Novi, trying to head on to M5 or 275 or 696. Westbound 696, seeing the heavier traffic building into 75, both directions, coming into the Ruther. 94 also picking up a bit as you head westbound, trying to get down in toward I-75.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, a chance of thunderstorms today. Look for a high near 80. Tonight we'll see thunderstorms, a low near 69. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms and a high near 87. Right now, Metro Airport still partly cloudy and 64 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. We Are Ohio says they've collected far more signatures than needed to put SB 5 on the referendum ballot in November. SB 5 is the bill passed by Republicans gutting public worker collective bargaining in Ohio. The referendum will let all the people of Ohio vote on collective bargaining, and it blocks implementation of the law until the people have had their say on it. We Are Ohio's Melissa Fizikas.
We are so excited to announce that we have blown past our signature goal, and we are reporting 714,137 total signatures collected. As long as we get on the ballot, then the law does not go into effect, and then it will be pending the outcome of the November election. I think that it's just a really strong statement to those extreme politicians who passed this bill that, look, all these people on the ground have said enough is enough.
South Carolina workers want the country to know that the National Labor Relations Board is protecting workers' rights by charging Boeing with violating labor law. The NLRB says Boeing broke the law when it retaliated against union workers in Washington State by locating a new non-union plant in South Carolina and moving 1,000 jobs there. Boeing repeatedly threatened to locate the jobs there rather than in Washington State to avoid union workers. Joe Shelley is a South Carolina member of United Steelworkers.
What I want people to know is we are not against Boeing coming to South Carolina. We want the jobs here. We did. We just wanted to do it legally. The only way we're going to get a stronger economy and a stronger working class is for the government to enforce the laws we have on the books. We're not asking for them to put new laws on the books. We just want them to enforce the ones we have.
For more than 8 weeks, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York has locked out 390 OPEIU workers instead of bargaining for a fair contract with Job Security. OPEIU President Michael Goodwin, speaking on the Stephanie Miller Show, said it's time that unions that are customers of Blue Cross Blue Shield take action to support these locked-out workers.
They have to say to Blue Cross, when our contracts expire with you, we're not renewing with an employer that does this kind of thing to the workers.
Pacific
Ithaca Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. This newscast made possible in part by ULICO, the Union Labor Life Insurance Company, and OPEIU, the Office and Professional Employees International Union. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
At 11 o'clock this morning, Governor Rick Snyder will be in Detroit to make a major announcement on the Detroit public schools, what the Free Press is calling sweeping Detroit public school reform. This started to develop early afternoon yesterday, and although I was trying to enjoy my Father's Day, I started to feel a little uneasy about this story. Come about 5:30, 6 o'clock last night, perhaps a little later, a full-blown story. Although we don't have all the details yet, I do know this. Something is amiss, and this governor is once again trying to ram something down the throats of Michiganders. He begins it in Detroit. Our First Shift Facebook poll question of the day asks the simple question, based on the information that I have just shared with you, is this governor trying, is this the beginning of his effort to try to privatize education in the state of Michigan? My next guest has absolutely something to say about this. Joining us now is David Hecker. David, of course, is no stranger to this show. He is the president of the American Federation of Teachers of Michigan, and he joins us today to talk about what is to happen at 11 o'clock this morning. David, thank you for joining us on such short notice.
My pleasure, Tony. Thanks for asking.
I'm a little outraged right now, and I think that I know where this is going. I know there's a school board in Detroit that's a little bit pissed off this morning. David Hecker, what the hell's going on here?
Well, we don't know much more than what you reported, what the Detroit Free Press reported, that the governor and the emergency manager, Roy Roberts, have a press conference at Renaissance High School at 11 o'clock to announce some sweeping reforms. And from the Free Press, it talks about dividing Detroit up into two districts. One district which will have the better performing schools and one district which will have schools that are in need of assistance. And that's what we were able to glean from the Free Press article.
All right. Well, there are two words that trouble me a great deal. The words new authority. There will be a quote-unquote new authority created, David Hecker. Is that another way of saying we are firing the school board?
Well, I don't know what they intend to do vis-a-vis the school board. You know, under Public Act 4, emergency managers have unbelievable powers granted onto them by the state legislature and the governor to pretty much do what they please. We hope they obviously operate in a way that's best for the children and best for the community and fair to the employees. So our questions are what can we do under a new authority that we cannot do now? You know, a couple of years ago, as you know, Tony, the locals at Detroit Public Schools negotiated contracts with sweeping education reforms. And, you know, the bottom line question for us is, what do you want to accomplish by this new authority? And why can't you accomplish it under the current structure we have now with the collective bargaining agreements that we have?
Well, of course, that is the next question, David Hecker. What happens to the collective bargaining agreements once these schools are moved over under this new authority? Are we, again, is this what we feared this emergency manager bill would do?
Well, we certainly feared the emergency manager bill because the language is pretty clear in the emergency manager bill, why we so rigorously opposed it. One of the reasons we so vigorously opposed it, the right to abrogate contracts, obviously the right to abrogate powers of elected officials were another reason we so strongly opposed it. They have the right to abrogate contracts. It would be the most foolish way for any emergency manager to move forward because no matter how you're good a plan, I don't know what this plan is, but out of the context of this, and no matter how good anyone's plan is, if you don't have the buy-in of the employees who implement the plan, it's not going to work. And so you really have to we hope emergency managers understand that you have to work with organized labor, sit down at the table, bargain, deal with them as equal partners, and work this stuff through together.
All right, we're going to take a quick call. I got a couple more questions. Again, if you'd like to join us, 888-552-3595. My guest, David Hecker, president of the American Federation of Teachers Michigan. Let's go to Amir in Detroit. Amir, welcome to the show. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, good day, gentlemen. There's only one thing they're doing to the DPS food system, and that's privatizing the whole system. If there's nothing else that they're going to do, there's nothing else that they can do to reform the school system, because they not do that in the first place when they stole our schools in 1999, put us in the deficit, took all the workers that worked for DPS, privatized them. I paid triple for my father now than I did when he worked under DPS. What sense does that make? And I'm sorry, yes, my dad works for DPS.
No, that's okay, Amir. Thanks for the call. I mean, David, I think Amir says it all.
He says a great deal, and he's on target. The privatization of public education does nothing but really undercut education, undercut the men and women who, like Amir's father, regardless of the job, was a major part of a child's education. There's an attempt here by the governor. There's an attempt in Michigan, beyond Detroit. There's an attempt here throughout the country to really take a market-driven approach to public education, as if public education was about how do I make an extra dollar on another child. Public education is a public good. Now, if someone were to show me evidence that the privatization does wonders for the kids, wonders for the community, well, you know, I'll take a look, and I am brave enough to say that because I know what the evidence shows. It does absolutely nothing to enhance education. It indeed does the opposite. There is no evidence whatsoever that it does anything good for the kids. I mean, you know, don't forget, 70% of the charter schools in Michigan are run by private companies. And so those private companies are for-profit companies that are making a dime off of a child's education rather than that dime going into the child's classroom.
Well, you know, and again, David Hecker, as we don't know, there's a great deal we don't know about the announcement that will come at 11 o'clock today. I was at one point when I was thinking about what I wanted to ask you, thinking, well, you know, why are they doing everything so fast? It seems like, you know, the budget had to be, you know, at super speed. And then, you know, we're already seeing problems, you know, with the pension bill, and you know, they're already having to go back and correct that. Why is this so fast? I'm not so sure this one is that fast. I think that this was very cleverly placed where it was placed. The school year gets over. I think they knew exactly what they were doing here. And again, without knowing all of the details, David Hecker, I think that what we have here, and I don't want to call it a conspiracy, but I think they've conspired to do something that they knew that we would be paying more attention to 2 weeks ago. I don't know what they're thinking now, but I believe that once this announcement comes out, there's going to be an uproar, especially from the teachers who are now, what, done with the school year.
Right, and the focus is not, you know, focus in the media is not usually on education during the summer months. The speed at which things are done, yes, the pushing the budget through the state was done extremely fast. We do need budgets a lot sooner than we get them at the state. And a budget in place by the end of this month rather than the end of last month. But, you know, some people want to get it through as fast as they can because they don't want to hear other points of view. They don't want to hear what the community has to say. They don't want to consider other options. They have their point of view, and they're moving with their point of view. Elections have consequences. We all understand that. As far as speed with education, you know, obviously we need to move as quickly as we can in an intelligent way, because we're talking about our children, and there are schools that aren't doing well, and we need to do everything we can as quickly as we can, as long as we do it right. And if it means slowing down to do it right, we slow it down.
Yeah, but David Hecker, that is really the point, because when it comes to our schools and it comes to our children, this is not a conversation we should ever rush, mostly because It's community-based. We need the input of parents. We
That's
need
right.
the input of teachers and
That's
administrators
right.
and custodians, for that matter.
We also know research and experience tells us what we need to do to enhance education. And we know we need to do. It takes a lot of hard work. It is very doable. And very few people want to tackle those real proven approaches. Very few people, including the state of Michigan, want to fund education at the level you need to implement those research proven approaches. I mean, just, you know, the very basic thing, with the cuts in education, class size is going to skyrocket. You know, all the evidence shows smaller class size is better. We know it works. Let's do that. Let's fund that properly. Let's move in that direction rather than a separate school district. Let's privatize. Let's do what we know works.
Well, you know, again, and what does that say? We've got to get. And by the way, are you going to be able to stay with us past the break? We've got some callers, and I just don't have time. I appreciate it, David.
Sure.
But let's for a moment, you know, think about the message this sends to the students that says, you know what, you guys are the good guys. We're going to give you special attention. You guys aren't so good, so we're going to set you to the side, and good luck to you. And don't tell me that there aren't kids that aren't going to see what's going on there, David.
Well, it's separate certainly is not equal. From what we read, there's going to be a whole bunch of additional resources to help intervene in schools that aren't doing as well as we all know they should do. And let's see that. But again, there's no need to separate DPS into separate districts in order to be able to do that.
All right, David Hecker, again, my guest, president of the AFT Michigan. Charles and Joe, stay where you're at. We'll get to your calls on the other side if you want to join us. 888-552-3595. Governor Snyder, what now? What next? What are you doing to our schools? Enough's enough. We'll take the break and be back. This is Detroit's only progressive talk show. I'm Tony Trupiano, and you're listening to 1310 WDTW.
As Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the home page. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Wish there was a place to go for information from real parents who have been there? Real parents that give you helpful, unbiased information and judgment-free advice? Hi, I'm Stacey Bachman, and on the My Great Kid Radio Show, we bring you interviews with top parenting, education, money, health, and life experts, along with the best tips, techniques, and newest information to make your life less hectic, more productive, and more satisfying. If you've got a family, the My Great Kid Radio Show is for you.
The My Great Kid Radio Show.
Saturdays at 9 a.m. here on WDTW and on the web at mygreatkid.com.
Rev yourself up for the new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe. Blended with ice and a touch of coffee, then topped with whipped cream and a caramel drizzle. Intense French vanilla taste, blended just for you by this blender that's blending. The new McCafe French Vanilla Frappe at McDonald's. The simple joy of vanilla taste. Revved up. They participate in McDonald's.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back. We've got 10 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got full phone lines. David Hecker is my guest with the American Federation of Teachers Michigan. Again, if you're just joining us, the Detroit Free Press has announced that at 11 o'clock this morning, Governor Rick Snyder will be holding a press conference at Renaissance High School in Detroit to, quote-unquote, announce sweeping DPS reforms, including a, quote-unquote, new authority, basically rendering the school board irrelevant in those schools, which we do not know which ones they are yet. David, thanks for staying with us. Let's go to the phones. Charles, I'm going to just ask you to get right to your point, please. We've got a lot of calls to get to. Welcome to the show, Charles. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I would like to say that propose that the potential down the line of offensive effort that we try to get a constitutional amendment to require that charter schools be non-profit, take the profit out of them. If they're so interested in helping our kids, okay, stop making a profit off of it. You wanted to help improve the education of children. The last thing you would do is try to reduce the wages, benefits, and working conditions of teachers and others who serve the school. So I don't think they really are trying to improve the education of the children. But that's my idea. You're in defensive struggles now. When we move over to offensive struggles, let's take the profit out of charter schools.
All right. David Hecker, your thought?
Well, absolutely, we should take the profit out of schools. Every dime that comes into education should go to a child's education, not a corporation's bottom line.
All right, 888-552-3595. Let's go to Joe in Clinton Township. Joe, welcome to First Shift. You're on the air with David Hecker.
Yeah, two quick points. I think one of the things people are forgetting is the simple fact that we're using taxpayer money to subsidize private corporations in order to teach our children. So we're subsidizing, they're making a profit. And the other thing is we're allowing government to pick and choose winners and losers. I just don't get it. And I hope David Heckert and the AFT really fight this thing and do everything that they can to get this total mess just cleared out.
Well,
thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Joe. And David Hecker, you know my bias. I think you're the right guy for this fight. So it's unfortunate you have to have the fight.
Well, thank you for that comment, and it is unfortunate that we have to have these fights because, again, we know what we need to do to improve education for our children, and let's all sit down together and work on those proven methods.
All right, we'll go to Mary in Farmington. Mary, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning. I wanted to call in because there's a job ad in yesterday's Free Press for Detroit Public Schools. They're seeking to establish an eligibility pool for principals. And if they're going to make sweeping changes, I wondered, is that odd?
Well, I didn't see the ad in yesterday's Free Press. But, you know, principals, quality principals are, you know, an essential key. I mean, you know, they're called principals because they're supposed to be the principal education leader in the school. And many,
right.
many are. Many
yeah.
do not. Are not quite up there,
yeah.
I do not know what their plans are. But from the ad, it sounds like they want a pool there in case they think that some of the principals aren't cutting it and they need to replace them. But I, We don't represent the principals, and we haven't heard anything along those lines.
All right, Mary, thank you so much for your call. Again, if you want to join us, 888-552-3595. My guest, David Hecker with AFT Michigan. Let's go to Doris in Flint. Doris, welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Yes, I just wanted to call in terms I'm really disturbed about what's happening with the schools. One of the things, in the past, I've gone to both private school and a public school, and the public school is supposed to be there for everybody. That's why we develop them as a part of the common good. And what I see happening here is what seems to happen, like when we bailed out the Wall Street, the capitalists who failed, and the public bailed them out, which is socialism. And they never have a problem with socialism if it bails out capitalism. And you have countries that have both capitalism and socialism like we do, like Europe does. We have socialized things. People don't know that, the VA and so on. But when we bail them out, that's socialism, and it's only they only accept it when we bail out capitalism, when it's supposed to fail. And it disturbs me that our money is going to help these things develop. There's no more public schools.
Well,
really.
You know, Doris, and now thank you, Doris, for the call. David, you know, another caller that's making that point that, you know, that Proposal A money that was supposedly guaranteed to take care of K-12 education has now not only been dismantled, but is being used to help for-profit corporations profit further. That should be troubling in and of itself.
Absolutely. You know, like the previous caller mentioned, we need to make it that you can't make a profit off a child's education. And the current caller from Flint is on target as well. It goes beyond education. It goes beyond education. The government assistance to corporations, and sometimes if that assistance is good for the company and good for the community and helps create good jobs, well, it may make sense for everybody. But all too often, it's government assistance to big corporations who then, as the caller said, turn around and are critical of government assistance that help working people, that help the poor, that help education, et cetera.
Well, you know, again, and we're not going to resolve all this now, but I do know at 11 o'clock there is a press conference. I happen to know David Hecker's both ears will be glued to that information. David, we may need to reach out to you again tomorrow morning to help us work through this if you're available.
Sure, I'm available, and right, we need to find out a lot more at 11 o'clock as to the details of what they're talking about, and then I'd welcome the opportunity to come back on tomorrow.
Well, I appreciate you again on such short notice joining us today, and thank you again. Obviously, the audience needed to hear from what you had to say today. We'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, David Hecker, once again, American Federation of Teachers, Michigan. And Jeff, let's make sure we get on with we get set some time aside for tomorrow so that we can get David back on. Obviously, Jeff, as you saw what happened to the phone lines, this is something that matters to people.
Yeah. Well, all of a sudden they just blew up and people were upset, and rightfully so.
Well, again, I believe, and you know, again, if you look at the Facebook First Shift poll question of the day, we have never had this. And, you know, somebody had just added another attack on democracy this early in the show. We've had, I think, a bigger response to any question we've done since we started doing the poll question of the day. And overwhelmingly, people are saying, yes, this is the beginning of the privatization of education. We do know that that is on the governor's agenda. And let's, Jeff, be mindful of one thing. 60. The governor said that he's not against collective bargaining. Well, he doesn't need to come out against it when he's going to eliminate it altogether. Why would you need to be against something you're going to eliminate, right? This is sick. This is sick. All right, Mark Brewer on the other side. Redistricting. You think that we got our dander up over education, as we should. Wait till you hear about what's happening in the wacky world of Republicans when it comes to how they think you need to vote and where you need to vote and who you need to vote for. This is crazy. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is 1310. WDTW, Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather, the news from CNN. We'll be right back.
1310 WDTW. 1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, a chance of thunderstorms today. Look for high near 80. Tonight we'll see thunderstorms, a low near 69. Tomorrow, possible thunderstorms and a high near 87. Right now, Metro Airport still partly cloudy and 64 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great to be on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Weekdays 6 to 9
on 1310 WDTW.
1310 WDTW.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive Talk. 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit. CNN News is next.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Leading the news this hour, Republicans are split over the U.S. role in Libya. CNN's Bob Costantini reports live. Sunday marked the 90th day since the bombs started falling, which, Bob, was a key deadline.
Well, Bill, 90 days since the start of the NATO mission over Libya is a point where, under the War Powers Act, a president is supposed to have gotten congressional approval or withdrawn forces. On Meet the Press, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin saying just because air power and drones are used...
The War Powers Act and Constitution make it clear that hostilities by remote control are still hostilities.
But South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham worries how the War Powers Act controversy in the U.S. will play out in Muammar Gaddafi's mind.
The president needs to step up his game with Libya, but Congress should sort of shut up and not empower Gaddafi.
A mix of House Republicans and Democrats want the mission approved or stopped. Bill?
NATO apologized for an airstrike that hit a Libyan neighborhood Sunday. However, NATO denies it's responsible for an attack that killed civilians today. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says he won't give in to the demands of protesters. Assad says he's responding to thugs.
This is damaging. What's happening is chaos and terrorism.
Assad spoke to a translator. International groups say the Syrian government's crackdown on protesters has been brutal. There are more evacuations along the Missouri River. Rising waters began spilling over the top of a levee in Atchison County, Missouri. National Guard Sergeant Kevin Ackley says the water did too much damage to try to save the levee.
The levees were about 50% eroded, and just a matter of time before they had a breach on that levee.
The Monument Fire in southern Arizona is now the number one priority for firefighters. However, there are dangerous fire conditions in seven states today. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you. A fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
The most recognizable vestiges of the Internet's first generation, the .com designation, may start to fade out soon. The body governing Internet domain names has enacted new rules about suffixes. Starting next year, people willing to pay a hefty fee can have a website with almost anything after the .. Maybe you've heard this before. Markets hate uncertainty. Right now, stock indexes are falling in Europe as the European Union delays a rescue package for Greece to help it avoid defaulting on debt. The nations are requiring Greece's government to enact widely unpopular austerity measures before the rescue proceeds. Markets in Europe are down 1% to 1.5% now. The news is also pulling on U.S. stock futures. Right now, S&P futures losing 7 points, NASDAQ futures down 11, Dow futures down 64. And early electronic trades, oil down also, losing $1.50 to $91.50 a barrel. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Looking for a better way to grow your business? Our region's cash core analysis can help uncover ways to optimize your cash flow and improve your bottom line. It's all part of the better business banking experience we're building just for you. So, if you're ready for a bank with the insight and guidance to help grow your business, switch to Regions. Drop by a branch or visit regions.com/yourbusiness today. Regions, it's time to expect more. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we expand agents' minds like hot bags of microwave popcorn. And this is a small business quiz. True or false? Owning a small business means you'll never sleep again. Ever. False. A farmer's agent can help you sleep better with a small business policy that provides coverage for the things that keep you up at night. Unless you have recurring clown dreams.
To find a farmer's agent near you, visit farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all areas.
Shopping for a car? The best place to start is CarMax.com. At CarMax.com, you can compare features, prices, and more on thousands of high-quality used cars and trucks in our nationwide inventory. You can even transfer most cars to the store nearest you. A fee may apply. It's the easy way to see actual prices and tons of pictures and find the car that's perfect for you. Log on to CarMax.com and start shopping today. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Website downtime is trouble for leading online businesses like Amazon, eBay, and Google. They figured out a way to ensure uptime, but at a cost most companies cannot afford. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Load Balancer provides continuous availability and peak performance across multiple websites while preventing network intrusions. Don't risk downtime. Visit Barracuda.com/uptime to try the Barracuda Load Balancer free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/uptime.
Strong thunderstorms, damaging winds with some. President of the United States, Barack Obama, is destroying the United States. Detroit, Michigan embraced progressive policies and corrupt government and unions.
Essentially, the far left wants every captured terrorist to have the same rights all Americans.
According to Tony Trupiano, what the governor failed to reveal was the number of lost jobs from that one policy shift alone cost the state of Michigan over 10,000 jobs in the first quarter of this year.
Doing the right thing requires a dedication and commitment to looking beyond the headlines. It requires a level of excellence and unparalleled effort. It requires you to punch in. It requires First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome, everybody. Tony Trupiano with you. And we have a lot to get to in this hour, so we are going to hit the ground running. If you do want to join us throughout the hour, feel free to do that. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Before I forget, I want to remind all of you in the Waterford area, I will be the guest speaker tomorrow night at the Waterford Democratic Club on Airport Road. Begins at 6:30. I'll be speaking about 7, so come on out and say hello. Want to thank Marcy and everybody over at the Waterford Dems for inviting me out, and look forward to meeting some of you tomorrow evening. As we were discussing and have been discussing throughout the show today, on Friday after the show, unfortunately, the redistricting maps as presented or proposed, and I say proposed because they are not final, by the Republicans came out. A lot of angry Democrats over the weekend, and certainly still not happy this morning. Joining us now, I'm going to let Jeff do his thing, and then we'll take it from there. Oh, all right. Well, I guess we'll ramp that up next week. Joining us now is the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, Mark Brewer. Mark, are you as angry as everybody else seems to be that's a Democrat this morning?
Absolutely, Tony, but it's not just Democrats. It's all the voters of this state should be very angry, independent voters, even Republicans, because what these maps do, Senate, House, Congress, is now we've got elected officials selecting their voters rather than vice versa. I mean, elections are supposed to be about voters making choices. These maps are so rigged to favor the Republicans that in most places in Michigan, voters will essentially have no choice as to who's going to get elected because the districts tilt so heavily one way or the other.
All right, well, let's break this down a little bit, Mark, because I spent a considerable amount of time on Friday afternoon and Saturday morning looking at these maps. Listen, this is very personal for me because, as it should be for every voter, my congressional district is going to change. I just, because I live in a certain area of my community where it could be the 13th, it could be the 14th. I can't figure it out yet. I need to get a little more detail. But Mark, let's start with Congress. They're forcing Sandy Levin and Gary Peters to do what? Because I don't think I quite understand what they're forcing them to do.
Well, they have put Gary Peters' residence area inside what is basically Sandy Levin's district. But again, Tony, that's just a symbol of what they're doing across the board. You've got a district out of Detroit that makes its way up to Pontiac. You've got McCotter's district, which starts in western Wayne, runs into Oakland County, very narrow strip of land across the north of Pontiac, running down into Troy. I mean, these are the most grotesquely gerrymandered districts that you can imagine. They were drawn in back rooms, in secret, with no public participation, entirely to accommodate the political needs and interests of the Republican Party.
All right. Now, once we start breaking that down, Mark Brewer, to state House races and state Senate races, that's where it gets even uglier, if that's possible. And listen, I personally spoke to two members of the Michigan State House who I will not identify at this moment, who are absolutely outraged by what has been done to their districts. And they were even brought into a private meeting, Mark, where they were told, give us your vote on a couple things and we'll take a look at the map that we asked you to bring with you, which, of course, when they didn't get those votes, they didn't look at those maps. Mark, this is just wrong, and it's unconstitutional what the Republicans have done here.
Oh, no, I mean, this is a kind of basically political extortion, Tony, that happens in this process. This is the one time every 10 years when these districts are drawn. They can be drawn in such a way that they could end somebody's political career or start it. And so they can use them to make those kinds of threats. You give us these votes, or else we draw a district that basically terminates your political career. I mean, Thaddeus McCotter, 10 years ago, sat on the committee that drew the district that he now sits in. And that's going on all over the state. People on these committees, Republicans, are drawing districts that are tailor-made to advance their political career.
Well, there's no question that's true. So, Mark, is there an alternative? I mean, I've been telling people all morning that I know I'm factually correct. First of all, before I even go there, what's the hurry, Mark? We don't need to know this till November.
That's exactly right, Tony. There's no reason why. Again, this has been done in secret, behind closed doors, with no public participation. It doesn't have to be done till November. They should put these maps out there, and the Republicans should sponsor public hearings all over the state. They're about to take a two-month break, Tony. These folks are getting paid $80,000 a year, and they're about to take 2 months off. They should spend that 2 months traveling the state, getting feedback not only on their terrible votes of last spring, but on these maps. Then you can take a vote in September, and there's plenty of time. The only reason they're rushing to do this, Tony, is because they don't want the voters to pay attention. They don't want these maps examined because they know they cannot withstand public scrutiny.
Well, they can't withstand public scrutiny, so that does bring me to the question that I was going to ask. There are options, and obviously the Democrats have their own proposed maps. Now, again, full disclosure, Mark, the Republicans, because they control the process, don't have to do anything but be polite, and frankly, they don't even have to be polite. They don't even have to look at these maps. But that doesn't mean the Democrats don't have a plan and aren't going to roll it out.
No, that doesn't. I mean, for example, the Michigan Democratic Party put out a state Senate map a couple weeks ago, which follows all the legal criteria, but also is very balanced. There are some districts which are Republican, an equal number of districts, Tony, which are Democratic, and then a whole bunch of districts which are competitive that either party could win. That's the kind of map that best serves the voters of Michigan, because that way their vote counts in terms of determining who controls the state Senate. You can draw the same kind of map for Congress. You can draw the same kind of map for the state House. Those are the kind of maps that serve the public interest and that the voters of this state should be demanding.
Mark, do you envision, I mean, listen, this is not your first time at the rodeo. You've been through redistricting more than once. Do you see this as something that may be headed for the courts?
I think it's possible, Tony. It's possible. One of the problems that we've got is that the Michigan Supreme Court is controlled by the Republicans. They upheld the Republican gerrymandered map 10 years ago. So I don't hold out much hope for the objectivity and the fairness of the Michigan Supreme Court. But, you know, I can't go any further than that. We're talking to the Democrats in the Congress, the congressional delegation, and the legislature about what their options are.
Well, again, this is very disturbing. Folks, if you're just joining us, Mark Brewer is my guest. He's the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. For those of you that were, I guess, asleep, because this has been major news all weekend long, is the Republicans have published what they feel to be the final maps to redistricting, which affects everything. You're a member of Congress, your state rep, and your state senator, and it would affect who that person is. For some of you, like me, you may end up in a totally different congressional district. For others, it doesn't affect you. But, Mark, everything that every part of this process does affect every single one of us, because we'd all like to think that this process was both transparent and fair, and it's been neither to this point.
Now, that's exactly right. And the only people who saw these maps, Tony, before they were unveiled were the Republican representatives and senators. And like you said earlier, these maps were used to basically threaten them politically that unless they voted the way the party leadership wanted, they would be denied the kind of district that they, the Republican representatives, wanted. They will be rushed through the hearing process this week and next so that the Republicans can go on vacation for 2 months having done their dirty work.
Yeah, and Mark, if I understand this correctly, the Republicans have made it clear that they expect this to be voted on before the end of the month. They want this done and sent to the governor's desk before they take their summer vacation.
Well, that's right, Tony. I mean, and all the things that have been done to Michigan this spring, you know, the terrible tax shift of billions of dollars saved by corporations at the expense of the rest of us, the abolition, near abolition of the earned income tax credit, getting rid of item pricing, none of that was done as fast as this is being done. This is being done as fast as is possible under our legislative rules. In less than 2 weeks, these maps will be adopted. Because, again, the Republicans know they can't bear the light of scrutiny.
Well, again, we're going to need, I mean, this is where we really need the public outcry to slow the process down. We're not saying that, no, we're just saying slow it down. You can't expect to give us this information and just accept it without having a chance to study it. I think that's all that really Mark Brewer is saying. We've got to take a break here. Much more to get to. If you'd like to join us, if you have thoughts on redistricting, we'd certainly like to hear that. 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Tony@thetonyshow.org is the email address. We'll take a quick break here. We'll be back with Mark Brewer from the Michigan Democratic Party right after we do this on 1310 WDTW.
With Tony Tribbiani.
Hey, Dame Tony, you all right, mate?
1310 AM, WDTW.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, includes heavy traffic, 75 southbound coming in, 14-mile road down to about 9-mile. The Ruther West heavy coming in from Mound to 75 off Southfield. If you're on M59, you're seeing the very heavy traffic, especially westbound, trying to come in Rochester Road out to 75, although coming in from Updike to 75, heavy and slow as well. Seeing some of that slow traffic also, 94 in pockets near 696.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for thunderstorms this afternoon. A high near 80. Tonight, storms. A low near 69. Tomorrow, more thunderstorms. And our high near 87. Last check at Metro Airport, mostly cloudy and 67 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
The Home Depot has lowered prices on items throughout the store, the products you need most. So you save money and get more out of every project you do. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Come on in. Oh, let me help you with that.
Thanks. I got the wine and the dessert. The steaks smell delicious. And look at the flowers. You always have such beautiful, fresh flowers. You must spend a fortune at the florist.
I grow them in my basement. I bought a hydroponic system from Light Green Water. It just takes a little time and some electricity. And it's not just the flowers. I grew the greens for our salad and a couple of vegetables. Come on, I'll show you.
Wow. It's so warm and sunny. It's like being on a tropical island.
Wait until I turn on the sound machine.
It's like you've got your own private Garden of Eden. Maybe we should dress like Adam and Eve.
Light Green Water has everything you need to grow a garden inside your home. Light Green Water is located at 3661 Highland Road in Waterford. That's M59, a quarter mile west of Cass Lake Road. Light Green Water, hydroponic equipment and supplies.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Trupiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great to be on your show.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Weekdays 6 to 9
on 1310 WDTW.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-600-1582 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-600-1582. 1-800-600-1582. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We're bringing the best progressive talk on the radio to Lynette in Detroit, Nick in Wyandotte, Tom in Ypsilanti, Robert in Detroit, Kathy in Southgate, Maureen in Dearborn, and everyone listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's progressive talk.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Welcome back. It is 22 minutes after 8 o'clock. My guest, Mark Brewer, chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party. Again, if you'd like to join us, 888-552-3595. The email address, tony@thetonyshow.org. We are talking about redistricting. The Republicans have drawn the maps. They are gerrymandered. There is no question. You know, Mark, my producer jokingly put a picture of what they look like, and all it is it looks like a little kid scribbled all over a piece of paper. And you know what? It's actually not terribly funny in this context because some of these districts look like they just scribbled all over a piece of paper.
Oh, no, Tony. I mean, and frankly, that's one of the origins of the term gerrymander. You know, a couple centuries ago, you had a district that looked like a big lizard, you know, stretched all over the state of Massachusetts in that case. And that's the origin of the term gerrymander. And these districts, particularly the congressional districts, I think redefine the phrase gerrymander when you look at what they look like. You know, these huge sprawling serpentine districts that stretch all over the place, clearly for partisan reasons.
Yeah, no question. We are going to go to the phones. Again, if you want to join us, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Tim in Brownstown. Tim, here we go again. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope your Father's Day was a wonderful day. As a constituent to the Republican Party, I expect the Republicans to get the advantage, Mr. Brewer. And, I mean, you brought Tony, Mark, you guys know how this works. When you lose power, it's basically you just got to fight back to get the power back. The Democrats do it. The Republicans do it. I expect them to get the advantage. Like our fearless leader said, you guys can come for the ride, but you got to sit in back.
Okay, Tim. Well, I don't know that it could have been said any more Republican than that. Mark, I don't even know how to respond to that.
Well, yeah, certainly, Tony. I mean, look, other states do this much, much better. Democratic and Republican states. Florida has got a nonpartisan commission where legislators and elected officials aren't involved in drawing the districts. Same thing in California. They have a nonpartisan commission. Same thing in Iowa. And what happens in those states is that the parties then live with the results. And that's fair not only to the parties, but to the voters. There's no reason why Michigan shouldn't switch to such a system, and we've long been in favor of that.
Well, you know, I know you have, Mark. It just blows my mind. So I understand that the Democrats will be coming out with their version of maps. Do you know when we might expect those?
I believe the House maps will be coming out today, but the final decision there is obviously up to the House Democrats. I'm not at liberty to say in terms of what the Senate Democrats or the congressional delegation
are. All right, very good. Well, you know, and we'll get them when we get them. Let me turn my attention. You know, Mark, when Republicans do something good, we're not afraid to say it. And the Republican in this case happens to be Abraham Lincoln. Maybe the last time I had something good to say about a Republican. I'm talking about the Michigan delegation, of course, celebrating Juneteenth, an important commemoration.
Oh, no, it really, really is. I mean, it's really amazing when you think back historically, Tony, that during the Civil War, there were people on both sides that didn't know the war was over and didn't know the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed for some time because news traveled so slowly. So Juneteenth is a celebration of the fact that even though they learned it belatedly, that African-American slaves in Texas learned that they were freed by the Emancipation Proclamation. You know, we're undergoing now, this is an anniversary of the Civil War that's going on throughout the country over these next few years. The Emancipation Proclamation is actually in Michigan these next few days. I urge people to go down and see it at the Henry Ford. These are very, very important historical events and laid the foundation for the kind of free country we have today. And people need to remember all of this and make sure they continue to fight for that kind of freedom going forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, and Mark, I got to tell you, I'm excited to get over to the Henry Ford. You know, this is a document that I've wanted to see for some time. And really, when are we going to get an opportunity to experience something like this? So, folks, and it's free.
Yeah, no, it's a great, great thing, Tony. And we only need to remember that the Emancipation Proclamation, when Abraham Lincoln signed it and issued it, was very controversial. It turned the Civil War into truly a war to end slavery, which was the right thing to do, obviously. But it was very controversial at the time. And, you know, we look back, and certainly Abraham Lincoln is one of our top, I would say, two or three United States presidents for the extraordinary work he did saving the Union and ending slavery.
Well, I think you might be a little ashamed of this Republican Party, but that's just my thoughts. Mark, we are going to go back to the phone. I want to welcome Dennis in Ann Arbor to First Shift. Dennis, go ahead. You're on the air with Mark Brewer.
Good morning, gentlemen. I guess I might not be the only listener out there who isn't entirely clear here. The inference is that somehow this redistricting will actually prevent Democrats from being able to get in front of the voters and somehow prevent Democratic voters from being able to vote for a Democrat. And I don't quite understand how it locks us out of the process.
Well, you didn't hear that.
If a Democrat wants to run, they can, right?
Yeah, but you didn't hear that on this show, did you, Dennis? Because neither Mark nor I said that. So why are you inferring something we didn't say?
No. Let me rephrase that then. The way you guys are talking about this, it leads me to believe that it's just what I need to be afraid of. I don't understand what I need to fear. Can't the Democrats still run in the Republican?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so,
Dennis,
Dennis, thank you. That's a great question. Mark, let's clarify exactly what the Republicans have done with their maps.
Right. Well, here's what's been done. That geography gets manipulated and put into districts, not so that Democratic candidates can't run, but that the odds of them winning are very, very long, because you put so many Republican voters in that district that in a normal election, they have no chance of winning. And then they do the same thing in a handful of Democratic districts. They put all the Democratic voters, as many as they can, into a small handful of districts, which are then super Democratic, and a Republican really doesn't have a chance of winning. Both of those kinds of districts are a disservice to the voters.
Right, and so that we can just extend that a little, Mark, the way that the Republicans have drawn these lines, if you will, or these scribbles, it makes it far more heavy-handed that Republicans can win in these districts than Democrats. So, Dennis, I appreciate your clever way of trying to turn that on us, but the math just doesn't work in the favor of Democrats. And so thank you very much for your less than valiant attempt to try to make us look like we didn't know what we were talking about. Well, Mark, you and I are both used to this, so that's fine. By the way, very quickly, because we only have a minute left, I keep calling the Republican, the Michigan Republican Party. I've now talked to the communications director, who has absolutely no idea what I was talking about with regard to an invitation to debate the Chairman Chostak in a public forum. So I'm going to just keep following up on that, Mark.
That's great, Tony. I look forward to debating Bobby Chostak about these maps, about Mitt Romney's record. You name the topic, I'll be there to debate.
And I know you will. Mark Brewer, thank you so much. A pleasure to have you on this morning. We'll look forward to seeing you next Monday. We are open lines for the remainder of the show. Is it schools? Is it redistricting? What is it that's on your mind? Well, school may be out, but we've got a long way to go before we're done teaching you. I'm Tony Truppiano. This is First Shift. Stay punched in. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update has the normal slowdowns for those coming in 696 West. Trying to make your way between Mound out to 75 out towards Southfield Road. Coming down 75, the worst always in the morning is that southbound side, 14-mile road down about 9 mile. Although northbound we're also heavy, coming in towards 696, heading up toward about 12 mile. The M59 still seeing delays between the Updike and Crooks interchanges.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for thunderstorms this afternoon, a high near 80. Tonight, storms, a low near 69. Tomorrow, more thunderstorms and our high near 87. Last check at Metro Airport, mostly cloudy and 67 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Sound off on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1310WDTWAM.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. We Are Ohio says they've collected far more signatures than needed to put SB 5 on the referendum ballot in November. SB 5 is the bill passed by Republicans gutting public worker collective bargaining in Ohio. The referendum will let all the people of Ohio vote on collective bargaining, and it blocks implementation of the law until the people have had their say on it. We Are Ohio's Melissa Fazekas.
We are so excited to announce that we have blown past our signature goal, and we are reporting 714,137 total signatures collected. As long as we get on the ballot, then the law does not go into effect, and then it will be pending the outcome of the November election. I think that is just a really strong statement to those extreme politicians who passed this bill that, look, all these people on the ground have said enough is enough.
South Carolina workers want the country to know that the National Labor Relations Board is protecting workers' rights by charging Boeing with violating labor law. The NLRB says Boeing broke the law when it retaliated against union workers in Washington state by locating a new non-union plant in South Carolina and moving 1,000 jobs there. Boeing repeatedly threatened to locate the jobs there rather than in Washington state to avoid union workers. Joe Shelley is a South Carolina member of United Steelworkers.
What I want people to know is we are not against low-income in South Carolina. We want the jobs here. We do. We just wanted to do it legally. The only way we're going to get a stronger economy and a stronger working class is for the government to enforce the laws we have on the books. We're not asking for them to put new laws on the books. We just want them to enforce the ones we have.
For more than 8 weeks, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York has locked out 390 OPEIU workers instead of bargaining for a fair contract with Job Security. OPEIU President Michael Goodwin, speaking on the Stephanie Miller Show, said it's time that unions that are customers of Blue Cross Blue Shield take action to support these locked out workers.
They have to say to Blue Cross, when our contracts expire with you, we're not renewing with an employer that does this kind of thing to the workers.
Pacifica Radio says it's riveting. This is what democracy looks like. Wisconsin's Worker Uprising is a one-hour documentary from Madison-based Workers Independent News. Get your copy today at laborradio.org. This newscast made possible in part by ULICO, the Union Labor Life Insurance Company, and OPEIU, the Office and Professional Employees International Union. You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW, Detroit's Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. 25 minutes left in today's program. If you want to join us, now's the time to get in. We've got a menu of issues. 888-552-3595. The Detroit Public Schools under attack today. Governor Snyder will be doing a press conference at 11 o'clock this morning. If you missed our interview with David Hecker, president of the American Federation of Teachers, earlier in the program, you missed a good interview. Although we don't know the details, they are ready, and they will be ready to fight this good fight. Redistricting, again, one of those issues that should matter to you. And Dennis, I find you entertaining, and that's about as good as it gets for me. So if that's on your mind, let us hear from you. As I'm looking at, and one of the things I decided to do this weekend with the school year being over, to see how across the state they're reporting job losses with regard to teachers, it's devastating. I've got about 480, and I'm not even close to being done counting, 480 teachers that already know they won't have a job come September. Some of them may have taught their last class forever, having nothing to do with how good they are in the classroom. Of course, that doesn't seem to matter to this state legislature anyway. And then I am mindful that for those of you that have been calling and telling me, and even that emailer I got on Thursday, Joanne, who is very respectful, you know, and I'm very proud to be the liberal Democrat that I am today. And if I do sound a little too partisan for you and you can't stomach it, then don't listen to the show. It's really pretty simple. There are just certain beliefs that I have. You know, some of them are, you know, more democratically rooted. Certainly my belief and my passion and my insistence that the only way we're going to get out of the mess we're in is through the union movement and organized labor, which is clear. And I'd be happy to recount that for anybody that would like to listen. You need to start showing up and standing up, folks, for what you believe in. The song of the day, Iggy Pop, Corruption, makes sense with what's going on with the Detroit Public Schools and certainly redistricting by our friends, the Republicans in the State House and Senate. Corruption is the song of the day by Iggy Pop. As the phones are starting to ring, let me, there's something I wanted to get to you. I got a few emails over the weekend for people that work for the state of Michigan that have been told. And again, I have not been able to verify this, but I'm just going to go, it happens twice, and they come from two very different points of origin, then there may be something to it. But two people who work for the state of Michigan have contacted me recently and to tell me that they have been told not to sign the recall petition for Governor Snyder. And they work for the state, and they've been told not to sign the recall petition. I just want to remind you all that to sign a petition is a constitutionally protected right. And if you are told not to do something, just kindly ignore. You have every right to sign anything you want to sign. And that's a constitutionally protected right, and nobody, including your supervisor or coworker, can tell you otherwise or force you not to sign a petition. Clear enough. That's clear enough. 888-552-3595, my dear friend Lynette, who is, of course, a teacher, joins us from Orion. Lynette, we haven't talked in a while. Hope the end of your school year went well.
It did. I'm actually on my way to work yet, because even though the school day school ends for students, teachers still have to do things like close their classrooms, get things prepared. So, you know, this lovely 9 months type of profession that I'm so-called in is not 9 months. What I want, and nice seeing you, nice talking to you again, Tony. I probably will be at a lot of rallies. I know there's something coming up in Detroit right now with Eli Broad and his little band of good fellows. We'll be meeting today, but I wanted to ask you or remind you that not only teachers have been laid off, but the worst part is all educational employees, bus drivers, cafeteria, paraeducators, school secretaries. So make sure you get those in your count.
Absolutely. Yeah. And in fact, I have a story here, Lynette, since you're with me and we're on that topic. And this was more mid-Michigan, because I'm working my way through these stories. Here are the categories, Lynette. They have teacher layoffs, administrator layoffs, other layoffs, which would be support personnel, and then it goes down from there. By the way, of all of the layoffs, there are how many districts here? 10, 25 districts here. Administrative layoffs are going to be 1.5 administrative layoffs in 25 school districts. Teaching layoffs, 170. Support personnel, 64.
Yes. Look also at the end of June, because that's when our budget ends in the school districts, and I think you'll see right after July 1st a whole bunch more of these layoffs.
Well, Lynette, I'm going to keep my eye on what's going on, because we can't let the summer lull us into some kind of false sense of security. It's going to get really dangerous, Lynette, when the legislature takes their 8-week break, because we won't be getting any news. So it's going to be up to us to create the news.
Yes, you're absolutely correct, because I have heard rumblings that between now and when they start their break, they're going to start pushing a whole bunch of legislation under educational issues.
Yeah, well, look what they're doing. Go ahead, Lynette.
Parents are leaving right now. Students are out on break. Teachers are trying to, you know, wind down for the school year. So that's what I'm really concerned about in these next few weeks, really a lot of education being pushed.
Well, again, look what they've done with tenure last week. We already know that whatever they're going to do today in the Detroit public schools, we know that that's a precursor to what they're going to do statewide. We already know this. So we need to keep an eye on it. And Lynette, what they're relying on? They're relying on you taking, not just you, but all these families taking vacations, not being home, not watching the news, not listening to the radio, not reading the newspaper. They're relying on that, and then they're going to go on their 8-week hiatus. But, you know, they're going to poke fun at you for taking, you know, however many weeks you're going to take off, which isn't going to be close to 8 weeks when all is said and done. But it's okay for them to do it, not okay for you.
Yeah, it is amazing. And to be totally honest with you, I wouldn't have a problem with the readjusted schedule. But we all know that most of that type of tourism industry is pushed by the Mackinac, not the Mackinac Center, but the people who own Mackinac and the tourist industry. So, but they want to blame it on us that we want all this time off. No, I'd rather be teaching my students. So.
Well, you would. And Lynette, I've met you, and I know that you're very passionate. Thank you for your call. I know you're very passionate, and you advocate for your students, and the work you do in the classroom is unequaled, and I already know that to be true. I know a lot of teachers. I know a lot of teachers, and I can tell you without any compunction at all that the vast majority of them, 99.9% of them, are wholly committed to their craft, to their art, to their science. You know, teaching is not just about opening up a book and lecturing in front of a room. It's about creating a culture that students want to be taught in. Most of them are very good at doing that. 888-552-3595. My good friend Tom in Detroit joins us now on First Shift. Tom, thanks for calling in this morning. What's on your mind today?
And good morning, Tony. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good morning to you.
Well, I don't have to do the 5:30 thing. I mean, I'm officially retired for the summer.
And
but anyway,
I appreciate you giving me a heads up on that, by the way.
Okay. But you know, like the whole thing with this, not so much the tenure thing, but that's part of it. But I mean, if you look at what they did in terms of the legislation where they said that public employees can't strike. I mean, come on. That's your trump card, okay? If worse comes to worse and you got to go, as the Godfather said, to the mattresses, then okay. But now they've got it fixed where if we decide to have a work stoppage, to use that word or that phrase, if we decide to have a work stoppage, then, you know, we could possibly, you know, be fired. And not only that, I think there's some legislation that was presented, or maybe, I don't know if it's still on the burner or if it's real, that if we did strike, that our certification could be taken from us and we would be like null and void for like, what, about 5 years without, you know, a certification. And we'd have to re-up to, you know, get certified again and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, one thing about it, Tony, in terms of this whole education thing and people in general, everybody had a teacher at one time or another. Now, rather, you know, It doesn't matter. We all had a teacher. And teachers are some very, very important people in our lives because, you know, granted, now, I mean, you know, my situation was my mother and father were at home. I was expected to do well, okay, not just at school, but when I came home, my parents were there for me, and, you know, they encouraged me as well. But, I mean, you know, teachers are very instrumental. I mean, I'm here today, and successful as I am, as well as my wife, because of an education in teachers.
As am I, Tom. I mean, you know, my mentors, the most important people in my life outside of my father, mm-hmm. are the teachers that I've had. And I can tell you at every level, you know, elementary, middle school, high school, college, I mean, there are certain characters in each one of those.
Yeah.
That are responsible, partially responsible for the man that I am today, very proudly.
Exactly. So, you know, I don't understand what all of this angst about teachers, you know, is because, I mean, my theory is this, personally. I think that until we can get on the other side of the door across the street and convince, and like I said, convince the parents over there that they have got to become more actively involved in their children's education. I'm not saying they got to sit down there and do the kid's homework, but when the kid comes home, make sure you know if they've got homework. Because, I mean, Tony, this one school where I was, I saw kids walk in with no books, and at the end of the day, they walked out with no books.
Yeah, and the parents absolutely have some responsibility in that. Tom, we're just up against the break, but as always, I appreciate your phone call. One more segment, so if you want to join us, now's the time to get in. 888-552-3595. I'm Tony Truppiano. We'll take the break and be right back. Stay with us. Stay tuned for more of First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Hi, Tony Truppiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
For contractors looking to cut costs, the Home Depot is a great place to start. Where right now we've got new lower prices on Weather Shield pressure-treated decking. The water-repellent coating means you won't have to stain or seal it for up to a year after you install it. So you save money and man-hours. That's big savings that could help lower your bids, which will help you win more business so you can build a stronger one. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
All of Michigan's top newsmakers talk to Tony Tribbiano.
Joining us now is Debbie Stabenow.
Good morning, Tony. It's always great to be with you.
Former Michigan Congressman Mark Schauer.
It's great to be with you, Tony.
Cindy Estrada joins us.
Thank you for having me.
State Representative Harvey Santana. You're a rock star, Bert Bernero.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much. You're too kind, Tony.
And my good friend, Congressman Hanson Clark. Welcome to First Shift.
Tony, it's great to be on your show.
First Shift with Tony Tribbiano.
Weekdays 6 to 9
on 1310 WDTW.
You know her as Three's Company star and the Thighmaster guru, but Suzanne Summers is also author of 20 bestsellers, including her revolutionary new book, Sexy Forever, How to Lose Fat After 40. Now she's done it again by exposing the missing ingredient to help women over 40 lose weight.
Are you over 40 and just can't lose weight? Well, it's more than diet and exercise. I've spent 2 decades working with cutting-edge doctors, and I have found the missing piece of the puzzle to losing fat after 40. This new information will astonish you, and I want to share these discoveries, so get started now with a free weight loss plan only available at Suzanne.com. On my personalized program, you'll lose the weight, stop fat in its tracks, and rejuvenate your whole metabolism. So if you're over 40 and overweight, you need more than a diet. This is the proven answer you've been looking for.
To get Suzanne Summers' free weight loss plan, log on now to Suzanne.com. That's Suzanne.com. Suzanne.com.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
And welcome back. 10 minutes before the top of the hour. We get ready to wrap things up today. All right, Radford. I did a little back timing. And actually, I've got a 9-day streak going. I thought it was 8, but it's actually 9 days. So I just wanted to correct that in case there's a misconception. Perception.
Well, we still got to throw it out there. I want to see what people's creativeness comes out and what you're actually talking about. To see if they can figure out what you're talking about.
Well, I have accomplished something 9 days in a row. I did promise a listener that I would give a hint, a clue today. So here's the clue. Weekends don't count.
Okay. That's a decent clue. Yeah. See, it's a good first starting clue.
Yes. Weekends don't matter. So the streak continues, and the weekends just don't affect that.
And so far,
that?
What, we've had getting good night's sleep, smoking.
A vegetarianism, which is a real scream.
So those three, throw those out if you're trying to
right.
guess what we're
low carb
about.
Diet. Low carb diet is not part of it. Again, anybody that's met me and seen me around food, as both Todd and Jeff have, know that all of those would not be true.
Or if you've seen us eat pumpkin pancakes.
Oh, dang. Guest omelets tomorrow.
Cannot wait.
All right, so Debbie the waitress hopes to bring it out. So we're hoping that Debbie the waitress brings it out because she was very, very nice.
She took care of us.
Do we know what time they're coming? I mean, is this going to be like during the show? Because, you know, I just realized I can't eat during the show.
Todd's going to work on it for us.
All right. Well, we're going to be fine. So 9 days in a row. I just wanted to make that quick correction. I barely got into this on Friday, but now a Facebook group has been created. In fact, if you guys could check real quick for me, you're going to want to go to Facebook, search for Holland Boycott. Holland Boycott. I think that you'll be able to find. What's going on is the city council there refused to include sexual orientation and some anti-discrimination legislation, or I guess it would be ordinances, in the city of Holland, Michigan. And so a Facebook group has been joined, or has been formed, that I joined, that has been quite active. And I liked them, because I like what they're doing. They're trying to start this boycott. And it's been an interesting debate going on, because part of what's happening is some of the people are saying, well, it's unfair to the businesses that would support the ordinance that would include the words, you know, sexual orientation. And so it's unfair to boycott those businesses. And I agree with that. That is unfair. But, you know, the point is, if you can get this ramped up quickly enough and you get enough people boycotting, well, then maybe it doesn't have to last that long. So if anybody can find this, it'll be Todd, and he'll post it to the Facebook page. Again, I want to remind you again, real quickly, that the first shift Facebook poll question of the day, and by the way, we haven't done it yet, 498. Let me refresh real quick. All right, folks, come on. We started the day at 497. All we needed were four likes during the show. Now we're up to three to take us over 500. We got less than 10 minutes to do this. That's my fault for not mentioning it. But we need three more likes to take us over the top. We got to get over that 500 mark. We got to keep pushing to 1,000. So tell somebody, we actually got a lot of movement last week. We moved up like 50 likes last week, maybe even more than 50, like 60. But we got to keep, working that number up. We got to get noticed. It's up to us to keep this thing going. Anyway, the Facebook first shift poll question of the day is this simple. Governor Snyder will announce massive reform to Detroit public schools today. Do you believe this is the beginning of his effort to privatize public education in Michigan? Just yes or no. And actually, somebody had added another attack on democracy. Two people have voted for that. 24 people voted yes. Nobody has voted no. So all of us believe at some level that this is the governor's first step at trying to privatize education. And I'm about to do something I've never done before on this show. I have one story left to talk about, and then I will have gone through every story that I printed out for the show. Jeff, what are the odds of that happening? For me, not very good, because I way overprint for the show, as you know. But I also use the other side of the paper most of the time, so I'm getting both sides printed.
I'm there a good you go. Boy. Save a tree.
No, I am. I'm saving as many trees as I can. I kind of like this story. In a victory for the state's fledgling video game industry, an Oakland County judge ruled Friday in favor of a Farmington Hills, hey, that's local to us, Farmington Hills company that sued the state last July for denying its tax credit for a video game that was being created in Michigan. Oakland County Judge James Alexander sided with Scientifically Proven Entertainment of Farmington Hills, which developed the Man vs. Wild, the game, which went on sale last month. A year ago, the Michigan Film Office had told Nathaniel McClure, CEO of Scientifically Proven, that the company was not eligible for a tax credit because it did not own or control all of the intellectual property rights involved in producing the game. But Alexander wrote in his order, or at least just this past Friday, that Michigan's laws regarding the incentives, quote, anticipated that an eligible production company may not, at the time of tax credit approval, own all intellectual property rights in the project, unquote. They were adding these requirements in language that simply was not in the statute, said Peter Webster, an attorney for Dickinson Wright, who represented McClure. The film office could not say Friday whether it planned to appeal the decision. McClure said $1.5 million was spent to develop the game, which is based on the hit Discovery Channel series Man vs. Wild, Scientifically Proven is seeking a tax credit of a little more than $400,000. McClure has moved him and his family to Michigan because of the state's film tax incentive, which, as we know, also applies to video games, music videos, TV shows, and other forms of entertainment, and the rug got kind of pulled out from underneath them. Scientifically Proven is working on several projects, but McClure said it has been more difficult to land work since the state announced a $25 million cap on incentives for film and other entertainment. And he's quoted as saying he's trying his best to stay in Michigan. And maybe a victory if there's an appeal. Well, then maybe not, because we all know how that goes. But so tomorrow we will be doing a follow-up on today's story, for the Detroit Public Schools. Of course, my buddy Chris Mihalakis, the legislative and political director from the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, my union, will be on with us. Not quite sure what we're going to get to yet. And, man, I just got a ton of email all at one time. Is it exercising? Man, oh, man, Jeff, somebody just asked, is the 9 days exercising? All right, I realize that I'm fat, not a shape, and I smoke too much, but why does it always have to be this stuff? Maybe that's why, huh?
I think we can get creative, more creative answers than that, though, but, no, good try.
All right, somebody said either smoking dope or sex with your wife.
I didn't mean that way, though.
Oh, okay.
Creative in a different way.
Well, I'm just sharing them with you. All right.
I understand.
Yeah, okay. Well, it is what it is. All right, that's it for us today. A great show lineup for you tomorrow, I promise. I want to thank you all for being with us today. For Jeff and Todd, I'm Tony. And as always, I ask that you be well.
WDTW continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our last look at the roadways includes still delays. 75 coming in towards 696. We've got some of that going on northbound side, the worst of it the southbound side, trying to get toward 12 to the Ruther, down toward about 9 mile. Westbound 696, we still have pockets of heavier traffic trying to get toward DeQuinder out to Southfield. Southfield has heavy traffic in pockets between 96 and Michigan Avenue. Only one lane open.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for thunderstorms this afternoon. A high near 80. Tonight, storms. A low near 69. Tomorrow, more thunderstorms and our high near 87. Last check at Metro Airport, mostly cloudy and 67 degrees. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano, or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310. 1310-